tuned to another exciting broadcast day.
866-901-ADAM. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Good morning, Danny Bonaducci.
Good morning, Adam Carolla. Teresa Strasser, Big O'Brien.
No!
All right. A little Thanksgiving recap. I don't know why. Do I sound weird or is it my headphones or something? I sound different. Maybe I haven't heard myself in headphones in 5 days. Maybe that's what it is.
That's probably what it is.
Let's see.
Are you coming down with anything?
I do, too.
No.
Yeah, I have the sniffles, too.
Maybe you're coming down with
something. But you sound normal to me.
Okay. Well, good times. So I sound nasally normal. Yeah. Fine. Sound like I have a Brillo head.
You can actually hear that.
Where were we?
You're all worthless in a week.
Thanksgiving. Mine came out fine. I have a couple of beefs, as per usual. This thing. I brought this up a number of times, and maybe just a couple of times. It's a scourge, and it's not really spoken of as a scourge. It's spoken of. It's funny. It's there's certain things in our society that get passed off as actually as positives when in fact they're negatives.
Yeah, but there are very few things that come off as a scourge.
This is a scourge.
That's like the plague, man. Nobody says
this is a scourge.
You got a scourge going on over there.
It's a scourge because it goes unnoticed. It's like, once in a while they'll interview some player or some coach or something, and they'll be talking about another guy, and they'll go, well, that guy just pure and simple refuses to lose. He hates to lose. And that's not only on the football field. You can't play checkers with the guy without him. And they're talking about it in glowing terms. To me, that's an a-hole.
Right.
That's a 9-year-old who refuses to lose in a checkers game. This is one of those things. This is being early. We've spoken about it before, but on the holidays, it really kicks in overdrive, which is I had 28 people showing up at my house on Thursday for Thanksgiving. 4:30 was the call time. And on Thanksgiving, it's understood that dinner isn't going to be served at 4:30. Dinner will get served at 5:30 or 6. You show up around 4:30. Now, it's getting to the point where I'm going to have to tell my wife to lie to people.
Right.
Because what happens is you start preparing, you start cleaning the house, you start putting out the candles, and you start doing that kind of stuff. You hose things off, you sweep things off, you start getting the food prepared and that kind of stuff.
So I do the Amy before.
You make with the stuffing and the gravy, and you start getting everything ready, but inevitably you start to run out of time. There comes that point in the evening where it's about 4:15, and if everything in the house is ready, everyone is still not dressed. Or if everyone's dressed, then the turkey's not ready, or whatever it is. You get into this, just it's human nature. The closer you get to the event, the more you get into sort of crunch time mode, sadly. If you told somebody, hey, the inspector was coming over to look at your house to make sure it was fit, so you could get custody of your kids on the weekends, and you had the entire week to clean it up, Friday afternoon, you'd make a mad dash about 4 p.m. if the guy was coming over at 5, and as the doorbell rang, you'd just be stuffing your last pile of porn into the hamper as you were running for the door. But if the guy came at 4:30, you'd still be cleaning and in sort of frantic mode. Well, the party started at 4:30. But, of course, there was a buzz on the gate at 3:45.
Mom or dad?
That was Lynette's dad. You see, when you get old, here's what happens when you get old. When you get old, you have nothing to do, and nobody wants to do nothing with you.
Right.
So you become a very unattractive target.
I'm old.
You get left alone,
I'll tell you.
And nobody wants to do anything with you, and you get tired of looking in the mirror, so you do this thing. You go, well, let's see. It's supposed to be there at 4:30. It's about a 45-minute commute. I'll leave at 3. You do the old guy math. Like there's going to be traffic on Thursday, whatever. Then you show up early, And when you show up early, you always make this proclamation. I'll be over here just trying to figure out how to turn the TV set on and calling you. And I'll be over here just trying to figure out if I could get something cold to drink. But don't worry, I'll help myself. Don't worry about, but you can't, first off, I can't not worry about you. I already worried about you because I was in the middle of getting dressed. I was stepping out of the shower. Everyone was running around. It was a Chinese fire drill, and there's the buzz. Who's that? Right. Who's coming in? Explanation, blah, blah, blah. So we had 13 people at the house before 4:30. The time was 4:30. Now, Kimmel showed up like a human being at like 5:15 or 5:20, walked in, handed me a bottle of wine, sat down, and we start cutting the turkey. That's what you do, people. Why? And what's in it for you to show up at somebody's house a half hour, 45 minutes, 20 minutes before said event? Do you know what I mean? What do you think? You think we're just sitting by the front door and I'm reading the USA Today and Lynette's knitting a teak cozy and I'm checking my watch every 10 seconds. I check my pocket watch. Where are those people? The shadows are starting to fall and the streetlights will soon be on. And then I tuck it back into my vest again and I take my paper and I flip it. No, we're running around. The same way you'd be running around if 30 people were coming to your house. Why do you do that? What is that?
Don't worry about me is, as you said, impossible. Because if you're running around and there's a guy in your chair, while you're running around him, you make him feel uncomfortable.
Yes.
If he tries to help, it's worse.
Yes.
There's no way not to worry about the early guy.
I'm just saying, it's not like, I'm not angry. What I am is a little bit distracted. And by the way, the part where I have to let you in times 13, that's time. That means put down whatever you're doing and go get whoever and let them in. And then you have to give them the briefing. And I don't know why, but once you pass 50, you're always disoriented. You know, okay, here, give me the pie. Sit on down in the living room. Hold on, what? You know what I mean? So it's wait a minute, I got confused. I handed you the living room and I sat in the pie. It feels like there's a very real option there. I'm just saying, people, we feel like I have to lay down some rules for life. If you're meeting somebody to go see a movie and the movie starts at 4:30, feel free to show up at 4:20. And if you're going to lunch with somebody and you agree 4:30, feel free to show up anytime before 4:30. Show up at 4:30 in the morning. I don't care. You'll just be sitting there on your 128th Diet Coke, and then I'll show up at 4:30. But stop doing that thing where you're coming to my house for something and you decide to drop by 45 minutes early. That 45 minutes is total crunch time. That's getting in the shower, getting out of the shower, getting dressed, finishing off the whatever, hiding whatever I don't want you to see from you, lighting the candle, doing the whatever I have to do. That's all. All takes place in that last, and not to mention the last 10 minutes, and it's 4:30 to 10 o'clock at night. Waltz in at 5. No one's going to go, where were you?
Can you imagine all the running around he had to do hiding the flyers for Happy Hour and Mr. Fister just before the relatives got there?
Just the coasters alone.
How about a policy, doors don't open until 4:30. You can get here whenever you want.
Well, that is done with the driver, because as you guys know, whenever they send a car for you.
Yes, and it's 2 hours
early. Here's how the car works. The car works like this. The town car works like this. You have a 7:05 flight out of LAX. The guy's going to pick you up at 5 a.m. And right. You say, geez, not... By the way, when I used to do Loveline, this would drive me insane because I would go to bed at 1:30 or 2 a.m. and the car would come at 5 a.m. And here's how that works. That works this way. Look, I don't think there's going to be much traffic at 5 a.m. and I go to bed kind of late, and half hour makes a big difference in terms of getting a little more sleep for me. Send the guy at 5:30 and we'll head to LAX. Fine. That means he shows up at 5 and rings you at 5 and says, I'm here.
Right.
which always then stops you from your shower or your whatever it is you're doing at 5 a.m., maybe in my case sleeping, for a guy just to let you know he's here. Anytime they send a car for you, the guy always shows up a half hour early, rings the thing, and then says, I'll be sitting outside.
Don't you worry about me.
I don't like that, don't you worry about me. And again, the interruption part. You know, if somebody said, hey, what time do you want to do breakfast? And I said, well, 9 in the morning. My dad used to do this to me. He gets up, as we discussed with him, at like 5. I worked Loveline. I worked Graveyard. I said, what time do you want to go for breakfast? Oh, how about I come over about 6:30 in the morning? Now, again, my dad, not a big fan of the show, so I wasn't sure what I did. I'd say, Dad, I go to bed at 2. How about you come over at 9? All right. Then he'd come over at 8:30 and give you that, don't worry about me. When you knock on the door, I'm now worried about you because I was in the shower or asleep. You can't wake me up and go, don't worry about me. Yeah. I'll be fine.
Well, I've got to ask. There was a lot of worry about the pies. You wanted at least 5 Marie Callender's pumpkin pies. You gave your mom the money.
But
you were concerned
she
would try to make her own pies, the kind that crack and have water gathering on top, and not get the store-made pies.
Well, we have a bigger problem. Because she showed up with the pies. I think her and my sister made the pies. Worked out fine.
Oh, good.
Then my wife went out and bought the Marie Callender pies.
Did you have to hide the Marie Callender?
We hid them. Yes.
Where were they hidden?
I hope here.
They were, should have brought one. I've been passing them out like business cards because we ended up with like 4 pies left over. There was some apple pie and there's some everything else. And as I told you guys, I have to do this national commercial starting tomorrow. Tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was at my heaviest a couple days before Thanksgiving. I got up to like 206 pounds or something. And I haven't been that big since I was playing football. And so I decided, oh, man, you got to lose some weight. You're going to be doing this commercial. You're going to be all over TV. You got to lose some weight. So I went on my diet and I said, well, you can eat Thanksgiving, but that'll be it after Thanksgiving.
I'll start on Monday.
And I have been staring at a pile of pumpkin pies for the last 4 days. And I've been going insane. I love pumpkin pie. And the thing that makes pumpkin pie so dangerous when you're on a diet is there's no not a good time for pumpkin pie.
Sure.
There's no like, well, pumpkin pie is great, but for breakfast?
No,
it's none of that. There's no, this pumpkin pie would not go well with fill in the blank.
No.
I don't care if it's a sub sandwich, a lasagna, or an ether rag. Pumpkin pie will go very nicely with whatever.
I remember I spent the weekend with Pablo Escobar in Colombia in Medellin.
Right.
And you know, there was just a big pile of blow, but I just happened to quit. So we just sit there and stare at it, and I think, there's just no bad time for blow.
That's what pumpkin pie and blow.
That is what pumpkin pie is to Adam.
It's good cold. It's good with whipped cream. It's good without. It's good anytime. It's good just as it is, or it's as good next to a meal.
Chicks. I want pumpkin. When you start throwing in the whipped cream, it's all good. Now it's whipped cream. I'm changing my mind.
I have been staring at a big thing of yams and a big thing of pumpkin pie, and I love candied yams. I've been staring at all the leftovers for the last 4 days straight, just staring at it. I got to do this commercial.
Wednesday's your last day on that commercial, right?
Right. Now, that means Wednesday night, strapping on
binge
the feed bag. And now things are going to start to turn a little in the Corolla fridge, but that ain't going to slow me down. As a matter of fact, I instructed the wife last night, transfer the candied yams from the thing with the foil on it into the Tupperware.
And into the freezer?
I need it to make, just back in the fridge. I need to make another 2.5 days because I'm diving into this pumpkin pie and I'm diving into those yams.
You don't do the chain and lock?
On the fridge?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, we do.
There's too many people in the house.
Oh, that's right. That's
how's
right.
It going to work?
Amy and I do the chain and lock.
Really?
Yeah. On the fridge, too. No, seriously, we do a chain and a bicycle lock.
Really?
Yeah.
Just over the handles?
Yeah. because she won't. I watch every single thing I eat, mm-hmm. and God bless her. It used to kind of bother me a little bit that she, you know, I'm used to going out on dates where chicks like pretend to pick at their food.
Mm-hmm.
My girlfriend sits down and says, I'll have this section. Mm-hmm. And then eats it, and then goes out and parties, and she's one of the guys. It's totally cool. It took me a while to get over it. But I mentioned something to her. She said, shut up. No, I eat. I like food. Go out with a bird then.
When does the lock go on the fridge?
When I say I would like this amount of oatmeal and this amount of rice and this amount of 8-inch chicken breast. Mm-hmm. She gets that out and then locks up the fridge with a bicycle lock and a chain.
You say 8-inch, but you mean 8 ounce?
8 ounce, I'm sorry.
Right. So you lock it up and that's it for the rest of the night.
That's it for that meal. No, I eat at least 3 meals a day.
And then you unlock it again for the next meal?
The next meal.
Huh.
What if you got yourself a muzzle? Wouldn't that be easier? You could just lock your muzzle. I mean, take it off for the show, obviously.
Well, yeah. It's been brought up that I said the Hannibal Lecter thing.
Well, that could prevent a lot of problems. You know what I mean?
That's been brought up, too. Hey, other locks in other places have also been brought up.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey, Adam, Danny, Teresa.
What's happening, my brother?
Hey, I made some of that homemade sauce, took your advice instead of opening the gelatinous muck.
Yes.
Went and made some of that homemade stuff. Everybody loved it. Nobody really eats the cranberry sauce until I brought that homemade stuff.
Really? And how easy or hard was it to make?
Oh, man, it was easy. Too easy.
Yeah, the cranberry sauce. And let me say this. Thank you, Anthony. So easy to make, the cranberry sauce. You should make it during the off season.
Yeah.
You eat turkey, you eat chicken, you eat poultry during the off season. Why not, Bald Brian?
I made the cranberry sauce too for the first time, and I thought to myself, well, let's put a little bit of orange zest in there. So I started scraping the orange zest and dropped the whole orange in the thing.
Good times.
So I pulled it out. It was delicious. People get raving about how zesty and citrusy it was.
Was it easy to make?
That was very easy.
Yeah, really no excuse for buying the canned stuff.
I wrote down the recipe.
Yeah.
I don't remember orange or lemon zest.
No, he was throwing in something special.
Yes.
Who the hell do you think you are? That was the Corolla family recipe that he gave you because you're his friend.
Actually,
and you just thought you'd change
it.
That's
right.
How dare you?
Back in 1996.
How dare you?
Old man Hezekiah Corolla pulled it off the back of a ocean spray sack. Yes. All right, we need to take ourselves a break. When we come back, we'll talk to T and Danny, get caught up on their Thanksgiving festivities. I saw a movie over the weekend that I really enjoyed as well. T, you just reminded me because you said you're going to a movie for Thanksgiving. Curious what you saw. What did you see?
Into the Wild.
Uh-huh.
Sean Penn directed.
Uh-huh. I saw No Country for Old Men.
Oh, huge line for that movie.
Yeah, I thought it must be an L.A. thing.
I think so, too.
I think
too
many hipsters over at the Arclight because I went at 4 in the afternoon on a Friday or Saturday, and the theater was packed, and the movie's been out for 2 weeks.
I know.
All right, take a quick break. Back with a little more Thanksgiving recap for you.
This is the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser. And now a word from our program director, Jack Silver.
What up, peeps? Today, we'll hear your Thanksgiving horror stories. Ozzy reviews the number one movie in America, Enchanted. The Ace Man gives out nicknames. Victorious Oakland Raiders linebacker Kirk Morrison. And a post-Thanksgiving edition of Will Angie Eat It? Hey, Angie, good news. Jackman saved the wishbone for you. So go ahead and give it a tug.
Thank you, Jack. 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, I told you about my Thanksgiving. What about the rest of the clan? What did Teresa do? What did Danny do? T-Bone?
Well, I went on Thanksgiving night. I went to the Arclight, which if you don't live in L.A., is this amazing theater. It's huge. It has a restaurant and a bar. Costs $14.
Yeah. You know, the $14 doesn't sound bad until you buy the 2 tickets and it's 28 and then it starts to register.
Yeah.
Oh, this is $30.
And then it has a bar and it's $300.
And you get assigned seats.
And then it registers.
This is a flight on Southwest.
Yeah. I could pretty much be going to Phoenix.
Right. And watching this movie.
But it was fun. I mean, we had dinner there.
Let's see. If I catch the matinee at Phoenix, I'll actually save $4. Yes, you had dinner
there.
We
had dinner there. The ArcLight has a little restaurant.
A nice restaurant, but I've only had snacks. Is it good?
Well, you know, the good thing is they put a little placard on your table when your movie starts, so you don't have to worry.
Uh-huh.
That's cool.
It was fun. We had a good time. Into the Wild, excellent movie.
Heard it was good.
So good. Sean Penn is so good at directing actors.
Yeah.
Beautifully shot. It's a bit long, but where were we going?
I saw a commercial where, or I saw him on Oprah with the actor
kid.
In
it. Yeah, Emile Hirsch.
And they showed some nude scene of him floating down a river, and I thought, well, count me out. Don't want to see the ding-a-ling.
You know what?
Not in the cold
water. I thought
that
was going to play a bigger part after seeing said Oprah, but it's about a one-second shot in the whole movie.
Who's ding-a-ling?
One second too much. I'm uptight.
Really?
I'll admit it. I'm uptight.
It's from a distance.
I saw, because the actor.
Thank you.
The Hirsch, the actor.
Yeah.
The last time I saw him was in that like coming of age teen thing where he played and she played and Alicia Cuthbert was
the girl next door.
The girl next door was supposed to be like a Ferris Bueller meets I don't know what, Risky Business. Yeah, wasn't great, but he played like a 16-year-old. He played a high schooler.
Right.
I don't want to see his ding-a-ling.
I hear you.
That's the only way. That's the way I felt.
He was out in nature. He was in the wild. He was trying to find his authentic self.
Listen, I've seen the old paintings. You put a loincloth on, or you stand in front of a cactus or something. The point is for some reason,
that can't be cozy.
I heard it was a great movie. I just didn't want to see
ding-a-ling. I swear, it's 10 frames,
and then
it's over. And the rest of it's beautiful. Hal Holbrook, amazing in this movie.
Well, I saw No Country for Old Men, and that was a great movie. Can't go wrong with the Coen brothers. Very interesting guys. Danny, what did you do on Thanksgiving?
Spent it alone.
Mm. What happened?
First one ever. All by myself.
Really?
My wife took. Amy went to see her family in Palm Springs,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not sure where we fit yet, so I didn't go. And then,
now, how did that work? Not going, is it, because that's a statement, is it not?
It would have been if things had gone just perfectly all the way through our relationship. We had a big fight. Remember, I went up to Sacramento, and Amy's mom turned into Clint Eastwood on me and said,
"Yes,
I can forgive, but I'll never forget."
Now, why is she in Sacramento and in Palm Springs? Or is this a different part of the family?
You know, these guys come from money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hooked them up with some cash.
You mean
of
they go to Palm Springs for...
Somebody has a house in Palm Springs, so they all have like a little little family gathering in Palm Springs.
I see. So, again, this is one of those things. It's a little... I don't know. They're indicators in a relationship.
Absolutely.
Like, sometimes, you know, going out jewelry shopping and things like that. Uh-oh.
Did that this weekend.
That's an indicator.
Ring shopping.
That means doom for... No. That's an indicator. Certain things.
That
like
was the one she got me for my nose.
When you've been with someone for 6 months and they say, hey, it's Thanksgiving, I'm going to my parents, and you go, enjoy, that's letting the person know we aren't as serious as you thought we were.
Right, but... That's what had happened. That is not what had happened. Amy and I had that blowout in Maui.
Hawaii, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Amy came home days early.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget that Amy is 25.
Mm-hmm.
And stories of a fight that range around a 5 come out of 37.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he set my room on fire.
Oh,
and then he killed 7 people.
Right.
And, you know, she's a kid. She gets hysterical.
Right.
So I flew up to Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And met her at the airport, which is sweet, and she loved me. And her mom said, everything's cool, but I can forgive, but I can't forget. And I'm thinking, well, if you can't forget, don't hand me the wishbone.
Right.
So I didn't go, because I didn't want to find out at Thanksgiving where we stood.
And Amy was cool with that because she wanted to avoid that potential uncomfortableness.
There's no potential with me. I sit down at the table, I go, so what's the deal? Do you hate me? What?
Well, the potential could be the mom saying, I forgive you, or no, I don't forgive you, in which case it's potentially uncomfortable.
Well, she called up the next day and was really sincerely and giggly, please come to Christmas. I'm officially forgiven for whatever it is I did.
Mama called.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I can tell by the tone of her voice, she was absolutely not kidding.
No.
But I didn't know and didn't want to learn at Thanksgiving, so I didn't let. Amy went to Palm Springs by herself for Thanksgiving. My wife took my daughter and her friend and her rock and roll friend to the Rainbow for Christmas.
For Thanksgiving?
For Thanksgiving, rather.
Really?
That's where she hangs now.
The Rainbow is a...
That and the Viper Room. You want to go find my 42-year-old wife?
Club.
She's sitting there on clubs.
The Sunset Strip Rock and Roll Club. I don't know if it was always the Rainbow. Was it always the Rainbow?
Next door was Gazzari's.
Gazzari's, the Godfather Rock and Roll. Yes, a legendary club. So, now they have food there.
It's very good. Food at the Rainbow is very good.
But it's...
They also have people on acid and fights break out and Harleys are there.
Rainbow.
But they have musicians, and that's what my wife and this other girl look for.
It's like the Rainbow would be like having a wake at a drive-in while a Slasher, while Saw 3 played or something. It just seems like here's events you can do, you just wouldn't do them there. Like a Rainbow, fantastic. Thanksgiving, fantastic. Not on the same night.
No.
Wouldn't even imagine they'd be open for Thanksgiving.
It seemed almost like I wanted to shower. You know, Thanksgiving and pilgrims and things and places I've watched Ozzy vomit.
Right.
You know, it just didn't seem right to me.
And then where were you? Were you home, alone?
Home.
And what were you eating for dinner?
What did I eat for dinner? There are several restaurants right on my corner, so I think I had wonton soup, these Russian dumplings, and a pizza.
So you ordered from three different places?
Yeah, there's like five of them.
That's fantastic.
Going, okay.
You ordered from three different places?
Yeah, there's five of them. When I have people over, I order from all five.
Oh, you had people over.
No.
When he does. This time you only ordered from three places.
This time I just had the one thing I like best from three different restaurants.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Yeah. International flair.
Coming up, a partridge in pain.
Andy's got a lot of range because 11 minutes ago he was like, I have 8 ounces of lean chicken breast and lightly battered in oil, and then I put a lock on the refrigerator. I can't even get tap water. My body's a temple. And 10 seconds later, I ordered from three different places.
I also said everybody who's got that scar from being stabbed with a fork for the last ravioli.
Mm-hmm.
On vacations,
break
holidays,
loose.
we break down.
I like the trifecta of takeout. You got excited.
I just got this text.
Yeah.
And tell me if anybody else got this wrong, because maybe I got it wrong. I said we put the chain and the lock on the fridge. Because I have my oatmeal and my 8 ounces of chicken, and I'll steal Amy's food because I have no self-control. And she took that as, why don't you tell them the real reason, which is you'll take my food. And I thought, well, I did tell them that I have no self-control and I only want my oatmeal. But she's now mad at me.
Amy's mad at you?
Yeah.
What the hell's she doing at this hour?
And she's looking for reasons to get mad at me.
Does she get up to listen to the show?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Is she on vacation from school or school?
Yeah, for about the last 9 months now.
Oh, she hasn't taught for the last 9 months?
No.
Good times. Yeah. I got to tell you, I saw all the writers over at Kimmel yesterday.
How are they feeling?
I don't know because I'm jealous of them. I was thinking this has been an awesome vacation, but I'm getting up at 5 a.m. tomorrow, meaning today. And I have been, I don't know what you guys do, I just go until 8:30 or 9. Once I'm off, I'm off. I don't get up at 7. You know, normally I get up at 10 minutes to 5, something like that. It's pretty early. Weekend comes around, I get up at 9. I literally sleep 4.5 hours past the time I get up. It's sad. It's pathetic. It's what I do. Now, one would think, well, if you got up at 5 every morning, then when the weekend came around, you would sleep 2 hours, but it wouldn't be past 2, and then you'd get up at 7 a.m. Oh, no.
Now, I get waves of tired. I wake up at, say, 7, that's 2 hours later or whatever, and then I'll be good till noon, and then it will hit me like a wave. I have to get to sleep, and I'll sleep for a couple more hours, then I'm good for a while, and then, boom, I'm so tired I can't move, and back to bed. So I nap in... conjunction with my day out. Just as I'm far enough away from my house to be really tired, I have to get back in the car and go take a nap.
I was just jealous of all the riders who are not going back to work. See, I don't know. I guess it's a Corolla's and a sort of a tradition of lethargy, but a proud tradition of lethargy. When I hear about someone being laid off, I don't feel sorry for them. I get jealous.
Right.
I'm like a 9-year old. I don't care about bills or responsibility. I don't care about a mortgage. I don't care about any of that. I go, wow, dude, you don't have to go to work tomorrow. That's awesome. You could eat jelly beans at the beach and then you could get high and you could play pachinko. Awesome.
Pachinko.
I don't know what that game is.
That's your pick.
I know, that's what I would do. It's a fantasy just to have 3-6 months off.
Well, here's the thing. Here's what you can't do. What you can't do is announce, I don't feel like going to work, so I'm not going to work and don't go to work. That makes you a loser and irresponsible. What you can do is have someone go on strike and then not go to work.
That is noble.
I like that.
Yes. Yes, it is. All right. It's the difference between getting out of Vietnam because Charlie put a cap in your ass and then you taking your sidearm out and shooting yourself in the foot.
You're asking me to shoot you so you get hit with friendly fire.
I want you to shoot Danny. And then I will mourn for 3 weeks and right. not come in.
Yes, you can't.
I can't.
It's too painful.
No, we'll do one of those things where every morning, but I'll record this.
Right.
Every morning you'll hear this at, do we have the intro? Play the intro, Bald Brian. Play the intro. Now here's what you'll hear at 5:59. But again, I'll record this. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything. We have an intro?
Bill plays it.
Oh, Bill, go ahead. Oh, Bill's looking for it. Sorry, Bill. Put down the Colt Roundup and pick up the mouse, would you, brother? Nah, here we go. T, we're going to record you saying hi, too.
Okay.
Okay.
No fault for it. He's getting rid of you, too.
So we'll record this. Matter of fact, run tape on this, would you, Bill?
Okay.
Man, we get to hear the whole song. I like this song.
It's very festive.
Good morning, and welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah, 866-901-ADAM. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
Danny's not gonna roll best of. Okay, that's now
there
that
we have it.
We roll tape on that.
We got it.
Okay,
we
good.
It.
Then 4 hours of David Allen Greer. Meanwhile, yeah. I get up at noon.
You should record at least 5 more versions, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the
exact
difference.
Same one every day.
Okay,
you're sitting here just getting muffin bags.
I don't know if you've heard this, but Danny got shot the other day, so don't put a specific date.
Right. The other day, that's
I just
good.
Feel mm-hmm. I can't do it. Then, you know, like 2 or 3
Let me give you 5 clean roll best
of. That was one.
See if we can do that. Roll best of. Okay, that's
good.
2.
Sure.
Here's where I personalize it. Billy, play best of for me. No, for Danny. Okay,
that's good.
That'll be a good one. We'll play that on Wednesday.
Yeah,
and then no, we won't repeat it every
don't
Wednesday.
Don't clap because you're not supposed to be
here. Play that on the following Monday.
I'm clapping because I don't have to be here. I get shot. Why am I clapping?
I think we should say that Danny's missing. That way we don't have to produce a body.
Mm.
Yeah, but I've actually been shot. No, I can take it.
That's
it's
good.
It's believable. It is.
And we'll do this one too, where Bill, where you just roll the best of when I can't really. You know, articulate myself where I go, hey, it's like when an athlete breaks down in an interview and he just leaves. You know what I mean?
What about the sound of the headphones?
Yeah, you hear. Okay.
On.
Okay. That'll be good. Here we go. Good morning, Teresa Strasser.
Good morning, Adam Carolla.
That's good. And then you just
I'll
hear
be left
you just
to explain
hear peanut
that Adam,
coming.
Adam Carolla.
Oh, that would be good. A good one of those too.
With this
yeah.
This broadcast.
Good
he
one
was
of
just
those.
Too emotional.
All right.
Hey, Adam.
It's good to be here.
On the day.
Unfortunately, the show is pretty much packed today. Where I would go in the other room and call in and say, "Ah, the gunshot wound got infected. I still won't be able to make it." Do a couple of versions of that.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. I don't think it's ever come here yet.
You lucky riders. All right. We're going to take ourselves a break. We told you about our Thanksgiving. Tell me about yours. 866-901-ADAM. How'd it go? Good news, bad news, horror stories. How about years past? Here's the thing about Thanksgiving. Family members get together oftentimes family members have history. Oh, yes. And the booze starts flowing. And sometimes there's feelings that are shared, discussions. I think it was Thanksgiving where my grandmother, I got to call her. By the way, my grandmother, if you want to know where my grandmother's at and how the Corolla, the sort of matriarch of the family, I haven't seen my grandmother in on Thanksgiving for about 30 years.
Really?
Why?
She has friends that she spends Thanksgiving with. Her and her gay friend go to her older friend's house. And when I say older, I mean old for us, not for her.
Right.
They're 60 years old. And they drive to, like, Redondo Beach, and they eat Thanksgiving. And these things never... You get used to your own crappy family. You don't think about things. It just becomes the way your crappy family is, and you stop thinking about it. But then every once in a while, a normal person enters and asks a question, and you go, huh, my father-in-law last year, when 30 people were at my house for Thanksgiving, said, where's your grandmother? She okay? I said, yeah, she's fine. Well, where is she? It's Thanksgiving. I said, she's at her friend's house. She doesn't want to spend Thanksgiving with her family.
No, she wants to go to the rainbow.
Her kids here, her grandchildren are here, her great-grandchildren are here. And I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. She's a Corolla. We'll take a break. We'll hear your horror stories next.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser. We're talking about Thanksgiving horror stories, and we want to hear yours. Did you get into a fight with Dad over the turkey? Who got drunk and had sex with a pie? Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Yeah, I was thinking about it. My grandmother's 94. My grandmother has, I don't know how many Thanksgivings left on this planet, but the over-under is half a Thanksgiving. I mean, she's 94.
She'll let's say thanks, but that's
yeah, but
it.
She's
no
never
giving.
Too old to reject you.
Nope.
And your whole family.
She's 94. Her daughter, her grandkids, and five of her great-grandkids are going to be at her grandson's house, which is 2 miles from her house, celebrating Thanksgiving. She's going to drive 30 miles with her gay friend to be with the Jewish couple. That's my grandmother.
Don't turn on us.
That's my grandmother. And if I asked, if I said to her, and I said to her like 2 years ago, hey, why don't you come by for Thanksgiving? She said, no, we got the Brookses. Got to go over there.
Wow.
And that offends you?
Well,
that's hurtful.
The one thing you want to count, here's why it is. You'd like to count on your family taking your side. And
I wonder if that's like.
I don't feel like she would. As I said, her at her best, and she's done quite a bit of this over the years. I never get tired of telling this story. The two stories I never get tired of with my family. The one is when I had two shows on cable, and my mother announced to the dinner table that she got another flyer from the cable company wanting her to buy basic cable, and then looked at the entire table and said, can anyone give me one reason why I should get cable?
Oh.
Ironically, she said one. But and nobody could come up with an answer. That's my number one favorite story. But number two is early on in Loveline. Early on, first few months, I did the show with Ricky Rackman. And I hated working with Ricky Rackman, and I assume he perceived me as a threat. He thought I was going to take his job, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
And he wasn't so good at the give and the take. And my grandma said, how's it going? And I said, not so good. Well, Ricky's not so good at the give and take, and he kind of talks over me. And he's not good at improv. And she looked at me and said, I bet he'd say the same about you. I said, thanks, Granny. I'm sure when Ricky speaks to his grandmother about me, she sides with me. I'm
yeah,
sure
but look
that's
who came out
goes.
On top.
Yeah.
Rackman who?
Not the Brookses.
I don't think so.
Good times. All right. So, again, that's been about 30 years of that. Why break tradition? Now, you have your own horror stories, much worse than my own. Someone got stung by a wasp at a hometown buffet. Jim?
Yeah,
that,
how you doing?
That just meant another fat white person in Birkenstocks.
White Anglo. You went to a hometown buffet for Thanksgiving?
Well, the deal is I went out to visit my parents out in Palm Desert, and my relatives weren't coming in until Friday. So my mom didn't want to cook 2 days in a row, so she decided Thursday we'd go out to the hometown buffet.
So you go on Thanksgiving to the hometown buffet.
Yeah.
Now, what was the crowd? Yeah. What was the crowd like there?
Well, I was a loser.
I could
these people.
I could imagine that crew.
Yeah, it was a little dark at the arc light, even.
Just a bunch of single, white, morbidly obese guys crying into their ambrosia salad.
And there's no beer there.
Oh. Booze is the only thing that could make that environment. I would have to. I would have to bring in my own cake at that point, because booze is the only thing that will make that hurt. Stop.
Yeah, you could then sell your beers for 20, 30 bucks.
That's right. Can you imagine if you had a liquor license at Hometown Buffet on Thanksgiving? You're like, I'll have a glass of Chardonnay. That'll be $80. Okay.
Fine.
Make it two.
I'm banned. Make it double.
Here's a credit card. Go open a tab. How was Hometown Buffet? Well, the buffet was $6, but it racked up $1,800 in booze. So you went there. Now, did you do the thing? Was it all Thanksgiving fixins?
Yeah, but the lady doing the standard one carve of turkey, and it was like thin, like a ham slicer.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She would look away, and then I would go, "Can I have another one?" It was looked like you were taking her out of her way to ask for another.
I don't. Slice. Yeah. Here's the thing at the carving station. I'll tell you when to stop. Don't right. do that move where you slice me a wafer-thin piece of brisket, do that thing with the knife and the fork where you put on my plate, and then you stand and look at me for an uncomfortable 8 count, and then I have to give you, could I have another with an excuse, you know what I mean? You do that, could I have another? I don't want to have to keep coming back and bothering you or some crap like that. Yeah, somebody must tell them, look, this is a 9-pound turkey. We'd like to serve 180 people with it. But worse, but hold on, Jim, worse than you being at the hometown buffet?
Yeah.
How about the guys that had to work that shift?
They look pissed.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
Yes.
I always think about that.
Yeah, I've
when
worked
you're
Thanksgiving
Bundy
before.
Or someplace you shouldn't be on a holiday.
Sir, would you like one or two snot rockets in your candy yams? By the way, they go, oh, they get time and a half. Right. Let's see. $6 an hour plus $9 an hour.
Plus
awesome.
A slice of turkey, a thin slice.
That's right. Now, the white meat is a little dry, but your tears should moisten it.
So,
yeah.
Now, you're getting your meal, standing in line at the Home Depot. Hometown
Someone
buffet.
Gets stung by a wasp, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, how does the wasp stalker. Get in there?
What's that?
How does the wasp get into the hometown buffet?
Oh, well, in the daytime, my dad, they moved out there from Huntington Beach, and he's in the twilight of his years. We're out on the patio outside enjoying the day. I decided to put this little umbrella up, and I didn't realize there was a wasp up in this old umbrella. It fell to the ground, and I stepped on it, and that's good times.
Yeah, the stepping on, I have sat on, stepped on, and done all that. The bee stings and the wasp stings are bad. The self-inflicted ones are even worse. The ones where I wasn't planning on stinging you, but if you're going to sit on me, I guess I'll have to poke you in the ass.
Yeah.
There's even the dead bee sting, which is probably what happened with him.
And that's an insult.
Do you want to talk to Grandma, dropped her pants, or Buddy who got shot on Thanksgiving?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. Well, let's talk to Dave. Dave?
Hey, man.
What happened?
Okay, so we had this little place right on Sunset Boulevard across from Hollywood High. I've lived there a few years. Thanksgiving Day rolls around. I got me and three other buddies fight some ladies over. We cook dinner, and we go to the Can of Fiddle to round out the evening. On the way home...
Local pub.
Excellent local pub.
Yeah, a large outdoor seating area.
Yeah. Smoking.
It was one of those really fun nights. One of my buddies got naked. You know, we just had a really good time. On the way home, one of the guys stops with his gal in an alley to give thanks. As it were.
Sure, it's classy.
So they're making quite a bit of noise or what have you. So three guys come down from the apartments above and they say, hey, you guys, you know, you're making a lot of noise. You're waking people up. Now, my friend happens to be a martial arts expert, so-called martial arts expert. And, you know, he took like three classes. So he proceeds to whip this out, and, you know, the guy just pulled out a gun and, you know, first shot him in the hand and then shot him in the chest.
The guy gets shot twice because he's having sex with his girlfriend in an alley and he's being too loud?
Yeah.
By the way, if some guy's got a stereo up too loud and I'm in my apartment, I can deal with that for about an hour before I might do the bunk, bunk, bunk on the thing. If someone is effing too loud, I have an unlimited time frame to listen to that. I assume it's not going to go on much longer than 45 minutes or an hour. But if somebody's effing in an alley under me, I stand on the balcony and look at them effing the alley under me. I don't go down, hey, you kids.
If somebody's effing,
and that's a YouTube hit.
If somebody's effing in the apartment next to me and they're very noisy and energetic about it, I participate.
Yeah,
right.
It's called the glory hole. Yeah. Use it.
Now, Dave, what happened to your friend?
Well, hold on a second. I put him on hold.
Hope he's all
about 3:30 in the morning from Cedars, and you know we're still up, but we're well into our giving thanks period of the evening as well.
Sure.
So, well, you know, we all get in the car, we drive to Cedars, and he's okay. He's in surgery. One of my buddies goes in to see him, and he comes out covered in blood, you know, from his fingertips up to his shoulders. And, you know, he survived, but it was a Thanksgiving that obviously I'll never forget.
Did they catch the guys who shot him?
No. I don't even know. I don't know if he pressed charges. It was sort of a thing where...
All right. This is one of those booze things
that
starts off as this guy got shot and it ends up with this guy threatened somebody who shot him.
Didn't Marvin Gaye shoot his son on Father's Day?
Sounds familiar. I think if it wasn't Father's Day, it was some event that was Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like that. I think it was Father. Yes. Marvin Gaye's dad shot him for, I guess he was effing too loud.
Yeah, that's how the story goes.
It was at a barbecue, so...
Yeah. You know that song, Sexual Healing? This will be the opposite of that. This is called a sexual homicide. I'm going to shoot you while you're effing your girlfriend in an alley. By the way, I think we have a new leader in the clubhouse for Definitely Not a Jew, the martial artist who's effing in the alley at 3 a.m. and tells the guy with the pistol to F himself. All right, let's see. Cat ate turkey. All right, quickly. Lola?
Yes?
Cat ate turkey?
Yeah, my cat ate my turkey. My uncle, we went over to his house because we haven't seen him in years.
Mm-hmm.
So we were, he made us take off our shoes because it was slightly rainy outside. And he's just a complete nut tight ass, right? So my uncle made the turkey. And then because he's such a tight ass, you know, tight ass,
yeah,
he covered the turkey and made us leave, like completely leave and go away somewhere. I don't remember where.
Wait a minute, I don't understand. Why did he make you leave?
So they would need the turkey.
Because he's my uncle.
Or that.
Right, but all right, he's crazy, but what's the logic there?
No, I don't know. He thinks in that way. So when we left, the cat ate the turkey. Not all of it, just the majority of it.
Enough of it, but before you guys had eaten the turkey.
Before we had eaten the turkey. And then once the cat eats it, it's not really good anymore.
I would still eat it. But the point is the cat... Hold on a second.
The cat would be stuffing.
I don't... Your uncle invites you over for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
You come over, he takes a turkey out, and then he says, you guys have to leave. We'll come back and eat it.
I think he went with us. I'm not quite sure. It was like last year. But, yeah.
Hey, Lola?
Yes?
Are you hot?
What?
You sound hot.
I wouldn't say so myself, but others might think so.
That's what I care about. If others told you you're hot?
Yeah, because I'm doing the
name Lola is a good hot name,
right.
And then sort of a rambling, incoherent story on the radio means hot.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I talk a little too fast sometimes.
No, Lola, it sounds like you're in a crowded place.
Yes, I'm on my college campus.
Co-ed.
The world's working up. Early.
Can you tell us what school or what city?
I'm going to UCLA.
Can you tell us the last time you had sex?
No, because my parents might be listening right now.
So I see.
Yesterday?
Right now. Are you kidding? Some guy's about to get shot.
It's calling from an alley.
So, Lola.
Yes.
So you're hot and your uncle's crazy.
Yes.
Good. And did he molest you?
No, he did not.
Oh, okay.
Thankfully.
All right, because that's always a plus sexually. You know what I mean? You don't want to marry that one, but I'll tell you, if someone like Lola got scrambled just a little by the crazy uncle with a turkey leg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With a turkey leg.
Yeah. Well.
I don't even want to know what the gravy's
I'm
for.
Just sticking with the, sticking with the theme, Giblets. That's all. All right. We need to take ourselves a break. Thank God we stuck around for that one. We'll take a quick break. T.
Yep.
The news when we come back. What's in it?
A lot of talk about Butterball. What about a 10-pound hairball? One woman had one. I'll explain why.
Good times. We'll do that with the news next.
Coming up this morning, Ace will give you your nickname. Oswaldo reviews Enchanted.
Did you enjoy it?
It's very, very good movie, you know. It's a parambolo in this movie.
And chances are you won't understand a word. Music Monday, the song you don't want to hear when your airplane's taking off. A leftover Thanksgiving edition of Will Angie Eat It, Oakland Raiders' Kirk Morrison.
Raiders!
The news with Teresa Strasser and Muchos Interruptos with Danny Bonaducci.
There's also a wonderful bit, by the way, on my radio show in Chicago.
866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
T-Bone.
Yep.
The news, baby girl.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Now that you're through with the first round of post-Thanksgiving sales, it's time for Cyber Monday, the internet version of Black Friday. It may not be the biggest online shopping day, but Cyber Monday is getting bigger. E-commerce companies are now marking the day with special promotions. Cyber Monday accounted for $608 million in sales in 2006. That was up 25% from
$400 million. That's million with a B, people.
It's a lot of money.
I like the people. So condescending.
It is. People, here's some things you need to know about your holiday shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
According to Philips, you know, the electronics company.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
According to them, here's what you have to look forward to. You will walk 5 miles around stores, parking lots, and malls.
But you'll eat every 60 feet.
That's true. There's
you'll have Wetzels. Yourself a Wetzel pretzel.
I love those.
I love those.
Here's the problem with the...
They don't eat the cheese.
I don't care.
The problem with the mall is not only is there food every 19 feet, they blow it out into the mall. So you're walking down the mall and you smell the pretzel coming down the thing. You smell the Cinnabon. It's like when you go to the airport... You get dropped off at the curb, you're like, I want some sticky buns. What's going on?
Yeah.
You just smell it coming down the thing. And
I can smell it on the 405.
I got to tell you, a food court, this is why the terrorists hate us. Yeah. You know this doesn't exist over there.
Right. Do you want Mexican, Italian?
We actually, I like to stand in the middle of the food court and do my Mary Tyler Moore move where I spin around and throw my hat up. I just go, it's a chef's hat, but I spin around and I go, shall we go with the Chinese takeout? How about the burger joint? How about the Polynesian place? Just spin around and point a finger. Eat it all, baby.
Well, you're going to buy 22 presents, but you will only receive 14.
Mm. Well, that's a bitch.
Yep. You will spend 2 hours and 27 minutes wrapping gifts on average.
Oh, no, I won't.
Uh-huh.
You will be elbowed or pushed 3 times in stores.
Mm.
And you will spend 6 hours and 38 minutes shopping online.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like a long time.
Yeah. Well, half of it is... You're checking email, you're looking at porn, and you're doing some shopping.
Sure, they include that.
All right.
And also, this Christmas, you will go to one Christmas party, sing 5 carols, and eat 30 pieces of chocolate candy.
Uh-huh. I got to tell you, the I get sucked into this.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I was watching E! I don't know why, but I turned on the TV, and it was on E! Yesterday morning, and they did one of those when we come back, celebrity dietitian to the stars is going to tell you how to count those calories around the holidays. Got some tips and tricks, and I always get sucked in. What's it, especially because I'm on a diet now. Oh boy, this is going to be great. I'll grab my pad and pencil and I'll just sit here. I'll watch the 20 minutes of Geico commercials, and then we come back and I'm going to get my holiday tips. And again, it's always the same tip. But when is the last time a tip was actually a tip, people? You know what I mean?
What'd you learn?
To a waiter?
When we come back, ways to avoid the New Year's hangover. Oh, this is great. What is it going to be? Well, you know what the tip is? Moderation. Don't drink too much. Back to you, Tim. It's like, thank you for the tip. Don't drink. Don't drink is the safest form of travel, not leaving the house. Huh. Thanks for the tip.
What's the safest way of not getting pregnant?
No sex.
Abstinence. Oh, my God, you're kidding.
They would do that, too. They go, you know, of course, the best way to assure you're not going to get a venereal disease, abstinence. Thank you, your a-hole-ness.
What's the best way of growing my assets?
Save your money.
You're doing
fine. My God.
Yeah, don't spend.
It.
No spending.
Wow.
No spending. Well, here's the diet tip. Here's the celebrity diet tip. Okay. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
When you go to the party, well, first off, it's the same thing you get every time, which is don't eat any of the yummy stuff. Just eat all the crappy stuff. Sure, you go to the celebrity. You can have yourself some lean turkey breast, just no stuffing, no mashed potatoes, no gravy. And no, yeah, yes, I know. That's called a Tuesday. That's called going to the Subway and having a plain turkey sandwich. Thank you.
I'm supposed to be thankful for something.
Here was the tip. You want to know the dessert tip?
Yeah.
Here is the, according to E's celebrity dietitian guru, here's what I waited through the commercials for. You're going to a lot of Thanksgiving parties or you're going to a lot of holiday parties, holiday parties. Do not eat the cookies. Do not eat the pie. Have a candy cane. There's only 60 calories per one candy cane. That's great. First off, I'm going to eat 1,200 candy canes, so it's not going to be a savings in calories, number one. Number two,
mine are dipped in chocolate.
When you're in the mood for a piece of pumpkin pie, will a candy cane... By the way, is there any worse dessert than a candy cane? Here's how bad it is. Eventually, someone said, let's not eat them. Let's just hang them on a tree. We hang this on a shrub. That's how bad it is. There's no such thing as apple pie a la mode on a shrub.
Right.
We hang it on a tree because someone decided in 1942 it's not really edible.
Yeah. Right.
It looks better than it tastes. How unsatisfying would be eating a candy cane? And by the way, all that does is rot your teeth out. It doesn't satisfy anything. But thank you for the tip.
I think Adam would be one of the few guys that could get through my lock and chain if... There was a pumpkin pie in there.
I would chew through it. There you go. So again, hey, celebrity diet tips. Great. Eat a candy cane.
My guru.
Thank you.
I think you're right. I mean, you don't hang a Snickers bar on a tree.
No, it would be gobbled up by every stoner at your party.
Let's talk about football.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, the New England Patriots continued their undefeated streak with a win against the Philadelphia Eagles, bringing their record to 11-0.
That team never stops effing with me.
The Eagles were previously unimpressive. Last night, they were led by career backup quarterback A.J. Feely, and they took the previously dominant Patriots to the wire. In fact, the Patriots were trailing 28-24 halfway through the fourth period. And it took a New England interception in the final 11 seconds of the game to finally seal their 31-28 win. Now, of course, as you mentioned, the point spread was huge.
Yeah, well, let's not forget the last time I lost $1,100 was betting on the Patriots to cover, and they didn't. Of course, they won. And for me, I would have been happy with either one. Either they lost or they covered. They won and didn't cover.
Right.
This time, I announced to Cousin Sal, who I owe $1,100 to over at Kimmel's yesterday about 3 in the afternoon, and everyone else in the living room, 25 points? That's what it was. I said the Eagles were in the Super Bowl 3 years ago, and they're a 500 team. They're not 2-8. They're 500. They're better than most of the teams in the league. 25 points. I think I should let it ride and go with the Eagles. And everyone looked at me and said, I don't know. And then Cousin Sal gave this word, which always freaks me out because he's a chronic gambler. He said, I wouldn't touch this one.
Ooh.
And I announced it about three times. I said, 25 points. That seems like too much. The Eagles aren't that bad. And everyone said, stay away from it. Stay away. I did. And there we are in the fourth quarter, and the Eagles are winning.
Well, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, even though he won, still sounded a bit defeated, but tries to find the upside.
I think everyone wished we'd have played better, and everybody could have played better, but you won, We clinched the AFC East Championship. We've won 11 straight games. There's lots to be happy about.
Yeah. Gonna bang a supermodel in about... Oh, I'm in her. That's what he said.
Yeah. Disneyland, where are you going?
Heidi Klum. First off, I don't want a Monday morning quarterback, but how many times... Bald Brian, I'm going to look at you because I've been talking about sports here. How many weeks in a row have I been saying, will somebody take the corners, move them up on the bat, on the wideouts, jam Randy Moss at the line, and then jailbreak blitz?
I know. Guess what happened? That's exactly what happened.
They jammed them, and they blitzed, and they got to Brady, and it worked. Well, it worked as good as anything could work against the Patriots. Why have I been yelling that for 9 weeks, and this is the first team to do it?
Two best coaches they faced all season gave them the two best games, Andy Reid and Tony Dungy.
And it's not that those guys are good. What's wrong with the other coaches? Yeah, that's right. We'll give Randy Moss a nice 12-yard pad, let him run down the field unabated and burn everybody for 5 touchdowns. They jammed the guy, they held him up, and they blitzed Brady, and they made him release the ball. They stopped blitzing so much in the second half. I wonder why they did that. But either way, they did what I've been saying every team has to do, and now it's this big revelation. Ooh, now we know how to play the Patriots. Isn't it obvious? Isn't it apparent to everyone who watches how you have to play them?
The line will be a more manageable 21 points this week.
Right.
So put your money down.
Right. Plus, they're still going undefeated.
They're good enough to change up.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
If
the other team goes, oh, well, this is what they're doing, they'll go, hey, let's do this other thing we do. And they'll win again.
Yes.
How about a strange, grotesque, and fantastic medical story?
Yes.
Okay.
This from the New England Journal of Medicine. An 18-year-old woman whose name has not been released went to the hospital.
Hold on a second.
Yeah?
Bill Simmons, the sports guy?
Yeah, ESPN.com.
Dear online diary, not only the Sox, the best team in baseball, and the Patriots, the best team ever. Hold on. I wrote ever. Delete. The best team ever. But we have the best medical journal ever. The New England Journal of Medicine. Go Journal of Medicine.
So he loves his hometown so much, he roots for their Journal of Medicine? Even,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. What a great year for Bill Simmons.
The Poughkeepsie Journal of Medicine sucks. Go New England Journal of Medicine.
Well, this 18-year-old woman went to the hospital. She told the doctor she'd been in serious pain.
Hold on. The New England Journal of Medicine is giving away 21 points to the Wisconsin Journal of Medicine. They're playing Saturday night.
I don't know. The Wisconsin Journal has published some amazing studies lately. I don't know if New England can take them.
They suck. They got no secondary.
What do they got?
Well, they don't have anything like this. This woman said she'd been in serious pain for 5 months. Her abdomen was swollen. She vomited every time she ate, and she had dropped 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. They scanned her abdomen and saw a large mass in her stomach. To figure out what it was, they lowered a camera through her esophagus, and they found what we can only describe as a hairball.
Mm-hmm.
Not just any hairball.
It looks like a number two.
It is a 10-pound, 15-inch long, 7-inch wide, 7-inch thick, giant hairball.
I'm looking at it now.
I've done, you know, because after I read the story, Angie said, do you want to see the hairball?
Mm.
And I had to see it. So if you want to see it, we've put it on our website, adamcarolla.com.
Mm.
It must be seen to be believed.
Yeah, it looks like a big horn, but it takes up an entire sort of pan, medical pan. It is disgusting.
It is so vile.
It is so vile.
And to help you with your after Thanksgiving diet.
And so disgusting. But here's the thing. 10 pounds of hair.
That's a lot of hair.
That's a Crystal Gale worth of head.
It really is. Now, you might be asking yourself, how did she get a 10-pound hairball in her stomach?
I know how.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Going on. Hey, listen, I know we can say that. Jesus Christ. All right. Well, listen, what I said is that
I climbed up to the top of a slide in the park, and then I went down on it.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep, see? So many cuss words.
Yeah. And I'm going down to the old fishing hole after work today. So
there
you go.
Nothing can stop.
Where was I? Ah, yes.
How did she get the hair in her stomach?
She has that disease where she eats her hair.
That's right. Trichophagia.
Mm-hmm. Right.
People eat their own hair. She just kept on eating it, and that's what happened. If you want to see the photo, yeah.
If you Google it, make sure you spell it right. Otherwise, clear the kids out of the room because... what
I
popped up on my
mouth.
I tried to misspell trichophagia or something there, or fascia or something, whatever it was.
Yeah.
What popped up was not to be believed.
Yeah. Trichophagia.
Not to be believed.
Well, for a while there, it looked as though David Beckham, famous soccer player.
What is it with hair?
Yeah.
Why don't we pass hair? Why don't we break down hair? I mean, I understand it's, you know, protein and whatever, but if you ate, I don't know, some cartilage or chicken bone or something, eventually you would just break it down and pass it. What's the deal with the hair? Why is that going anywhere? What's up with that?
I'd ask Brian.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't
I'm sorry, it. I was just going to say, how long did it take you to type whatever the disease was?
Hold on, dear diary, New England. Go to New England Journal of Medicine online.
Nice.
Tricker. Oh, hell. Tom Brady. Image.
Go Wisconsin.
Sorry.
Wherever he goes.
Well, mm-hmm. I would imagine that it's hard to digest 10 pounds of hair.
Yes.
By eating it at too rapid a rate.
And by the way, is there anything more annoying than the hair? You know what I mean? Like, you ever take out Chinese food and you get that hair in there and you pull it out? And it's like, ugh.
Sickening.
I don't know why it's so sickening, but it just is.
Even if you know it's your own hair in your salad, gross.
Well, even if you took in a handful of hair with your meal, wouldn't you digest it with your meal? Or I'm guessing you just sit and bite yourself. Well, anyway.
No, if there had a human finger in it, I'd return it.
Mm.
But a hair, I'd pull it out and eat it.
Yeah.
I'm a hungry boy.
Yeah, I do that too. All right.
David Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Famous soccer player.
Yep.
There were some kids with cancer gathered to meet him, but he did not say hello or sign autographs.
He's an awesome ball player. I think he scored like a goal.
Last
year. Yeah, he got paid $30 million to come out to Los Angeles and play hockey. He didn't score for like 5 games. Then he got hurt for 5 games. And then I think he literally had like 1 goal. Is the season started? Is it over? Does anyone care? World, we don't care about soccer. We would, except for it sucks. It's a super boring game played by skinny white guys. It's not taking. 30 years ago, my family who loves everything European, why? Well, mainly because it's not this country, said, how about you play soccer instead of football? And I said, it's for pussies. And I was 9 when I told them that.
Right.
I don't want to run around in shiny shorts and kick a ball around. That's when you live in a place, that's why it's the number one sport in Mexico. When you're poor and you don't have helmets and pads and field goal posts, you can keep 20 guys busy for 4 hours by giving them 10 cents worth of ball to kick around. We don't need that. This is the USA. We have black people who will run into each other for money.
I like that.
He was in Sydney for an exhibition match with his team, the LA Galaxy, and it turns out...
Hold on, and one white guy who'll hand him the ball. That's our sport.
Gotta have a point guard.
Hey, we gotta get... what we gotta do is we gotta get 21 black guys who'll run into each other, and one tall white guy who'll hand the guy a ball and then go, now run into each other.
Wow.
That's what we do.
Wow.
Well, turns out...
Couldn't be more white.
Yeah, if I want to see a bunch of Hungarians chasing a ball around, I'll call you.
Oh, that's another restaurant in my place. Hungarian.
Oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
Goulash.
Hold on, this story. I'm sorry, but I just heard there's a Hungarian restaurant.
Right.
All right, tell me off the air. Off the air. Go ahead. Sorry, T. Where was I? Don't make me blog.
It's
Bill Simmons.
My will.
No, what happened?
Okay, I just want to get to this,
Beckham.
Or it'll be unfair to Beckham.
Right.
He didn't notice there were the cancer kids outside, or he would have talked to them. Here he is.
Oh, yes. I didn't even see children when I arrived at the hotel this morning. I went in the back way, and I don't know whether they was in the front, or I don't know, I didn't see, but that's one thing that I would never have done, and never have done, and never will do.
That's he felt back- terrible, and he later made yes. time for 14-year-old leukemia survivor Emma Byers and others. Now, back to the Hungarian goulash.
Yes. There's a Hungarian place?
Yeah. Russian, Hungarian, Armenian, Italian, Mexican.
Hold on. There's a Mexican food place in Los Angeles?
Yeah, and it's good.
I have to get the address.
What type of chopped steak burrito?
I usually have to walk 8 feet before I can get a taco in this town. I can't believe it. But Hungarian, I am intrigued.
There was a taco stand in your house.
I got to tell you. Yeah, his name is Ozzy. We'll take a break.
That was the news.
Do yourself a favor, everybody.
Tomorrow's news. Today, Teresa Strasser. CNN.
But please, everyone, listen to me. You do that thing where you have your rotation. You have your Chinese food, you have your Mexican food, you have your American food, and you have your Italian food. And then once in a while, you sprinkle in a little Thai food.
Right.
Do yourself a favor. Eat yourself a little German or Hungarian or whatever. Put that.
Try something new.
Try something new, and you want to talk about stick to your ribs, hearty. All that pounded cutlets and veal and stuffed, you know, it's great stuffed bell pepper and cabbage and all the sauce and all the everything. Can't do it every night, but go eat once every 3 weeks. Go out and do yourself a favor. Help yourself to a little German food or a little Hungarian food. It's awesome stuff. All right, we'll take ourselves a break. When we come back, I'm going to hand out nicknames. Something we do every once in a while on the show. You call up 866-901-AM. You tell us stuff about yourself. Where do you work? What color's your hair? How tall are you? You fat? You thin? You short? You tall? I will hand you a nickname. We got T-Bone over there.
We got D-Bone over here.
We got D-Bone over there. We have the Ace Man. We got Bald Brian. Let me give you a nickname. 866-901-AM. We'll do it next.
Right now, Ace is going to give you your nickname.
Lisa?
Yeah.
What do you got going?
I'm 320. I love to dance, and I work in construction.
Yeah, lesbo.
Call 866-901-ADAM. It's the Adam Carolla Show.
Hey, T, quickly.
Yeah?
I feel like you could do this.
What?
I, as a goyim, can't get it done. You know how unless you're... sparkling wine is from a region, the Champagne region of France. You can't call it champagne.
Right.
Right.
I need you to work on bagels for me.
Okay.
I'm tired of the whole wheat jalapeno bagel and the chocolate bagel. These aren't bagels. These are dough. This is dough in a circle that tastes like something, but it's not a bagel. I like bagels.
I would agree. When you see somebody eating a jalapeno bagel, that is what's called a Gentile.
Yes, and it's called the last bagel, and as I always say, it's the same with the donuts and everything else. When you go out, don't get the crazy variety, because nobody in the office who's in the mood for a bagel wants the chocolate bagel.
It's always the last one in the bag.
Right. We don't want the cranberry bagel. We don't want the jalapeno bagel. We don't want the one filled with cheese. We just want the bagel.
We do eat sometimes a cinnamon raisin. Sometimes.
On rare occasion.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Be in charge of that. All right. Let's give out some nicknames, people. Danny, how's that cold medicine treating you?
Bad.
What's going on?
Why, can you hear it?
I can hear you. Well, I know you're congested.
I am, too. I have a sniffles, but I can hear some labored breathing.
I've got a cold.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I'm quite your friend. I don't think I'm Luke Skywalker's dad.
Are you all right?
Just got an email from someone through the site saying, can you tell Danny to stop breathing into the mic?
Really?
You can't ask a man to stop breathing.
No, but into the mic, I guess you can.
What do you, so not allergies, anything, you have a head cold, head cold?
Yeah, just the sniffles.
Okay. All right. You ready to go here?
Let's do it.
No, I'm concerned.
Shanna? Shanna? Shana?
Yeah.
Shanna? Shauna.
Oh,
yeah.
Wait a second. How do you spell Shauna?
S-H-A-W-N-A.
Oh, okay.
You see, what brings these calls?
What ends up happening is, look, I'm not going to pass judgment because I can't spell worth a lick either, but neither can our phone screener. And our phone screener, Teddy writes the names in incorrectly, and then I mispronounce them, and then I sound retarded.
Oh, it's okay. No one knows how to spell my name.
Anyway. All right, Shauna, what's happening?
Not much. I'm going to school to be a massage therapist.
Mm.
I'm working as a security guard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What else do you want to know?
Mm-hmm. You work as a security guard.
Yeah.
You want to be a massage therapist.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How much schooling does it take to give out a massage, really? I know you guys turn into a science, but I've never had a bad massage. I've never had one where I've went like, you know, I've never had a massage from a chick that I was dating where 10 minutes in, I went, hey, knock it off. I'm going to go see a pro.
Well, I'm going to Merritt College in Palm Springs. And
yes, no greater learning institute in this country than Merritt College. Yes, in Palm Springs. So
the
yes,
of the desert.
That's right. It's what we, it's what it's known as. So you're going there, and you're going to be a massage therapist. And right now, you're a security guard.
Yeah.
All right. Tell me about yourself physically.
I'm about 5'6". My hair is naturally blonde, but about every 2 weeks, I dye it a different color.
I got a plan, Danny.
Yeah.
Try breathing through your mouth. See what that sounds like.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I've got this mic turned way over to the side.
It's there. There. It's there.
I don't hear Danny breathing.
Maybe it's just in our headphones.
I don't think so.
Maybe my radio isn't up loud enough.
All right. Well, anyway, Shauna.
What I've got is I've got it turned over here. What? Unless I'm talking, then I pull it over here.
Yeah, but I'm thinking, I say this to everyone who snores. I breathe through my mouth, so I don't really snore because I sound like this. I have that sound when that's my version of snoring.
Right.
But if your nose is congested.
Which it is,
and you open your mouth, won't we not hear your nose? Or is that just me? Is that going to work?
And I was up all night coughing and sneezing and hacking and dying.
Oh, hang your mouth open like you're a stupid guy who can't answer a question. There you go.
It's better.
See what it sounds like.
Well, I'm not breathing yet.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, go ahead.
I'll try it. Hey, Shauna.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what do you look like?
She's blonde, but she dyes her hair.
Yeah, I dye my hair every 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of being blonde.
How's your build going?
I hate it.
I don't know. A little on the heavy side, not completely heavy.
How
not
heavy?
Fat, but
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What size?
There's a little bit more to love.
What size do you wear?
Good.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather not say.
Well, she's a great big fat person.
Mm-hmm. Is it in the normal rank? Can you go shopping at Macy's?
Yeah, I can. I mean, I'm more comfortable
browse.
In the women.
She can go to the Macy's, and as long as there's a forgotten woman in the in the basement, no problemo. Hey, Shauna.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Squeeze. I'm going to call you Squeeze, and I don't know why, but I picture a big gal, and I picture you massaging people.
I like it.
And I picture you putting the squeeze on some of the perps working as a security guard. Yeah. So I'm going with Squeeze.
That's
I like
cute,
that.
Right?
Now that can get shortened to Squeezy.
It's actually okay. Lengthened, but it's cuter.
Yeah, it's cuter.
Okay, well that works because I need a new nickname anyways because your phone screener asked what my MySpace was.
Uh-huh.
So I told him, and my URL is my nickname that I was given 3 or 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Well, you want to spit it out?
Drunkette.
Oh, Drunkette. Okay, yeah, that's... Yeah, I'm going with Squeezy.
Okay.
And just, you know, again, it just, some of them make sense, others don't. Sometimes it's just a feeling.
Yeah.
Hey, Nick?
Yes, sir.
I'm going with douchebag. Again, feeling.
All you need.
Just a feeling. Nick, sorry.
No problem.
What are your hobbies?
I like to build models. I like to fish.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I'm just a good old boy.
Mm-hmm. So you like to fish and build models. What kind of models?
Planes, trucks. Little glue together ones.
Again, geek.
Let's not forget about your other model, your other hobby, which is not getting laid.
How he places the lotion in the bath.
And the guy that builds
hobbies?
Model trucks also has a second love, which is
laid?
Not love.
Is that true, Nick?
I'm sorry.
Do you have some trouble with women?
No, not at all.
Really?
Yep.
How'd that work?
I have no idea. They must be blind.
You're married. You're in a long-term relationship.
I'm single.
Shocking.
He has no trouble capturing them, keeping them in his basement.
That's right. Now, you do well with the ladies.
Not too bad. When I try, yeah.
It says on the screen you.
I had a date was last week.
You live with six guys.
Yeah, I live in a house where six other guys rent the house as well, and it's weird because nobody hears anything.
What kind of moisturizer do you use to keep the skin suit supple?
Hey,
I use nothing.
By the way, it's now, do you know the six guys? I mean, are these buddies of yours?
Well, I've gotten to know them, yeah. One of them used to be a friend of mine, but he moved to Napa Valley. He's a winemaker.
That's weird, Nick.
I know, totally.
All right, you're not in college.
No, I used to be.
And you and you build models, and you build trucks and things like that. You build model trucks.
Yeah.
And you like fishing.
I do.
I want to go to Hawaii, yay!
Special ed. Let's see. Nick, what's your, give me your the first initial of your last name.
M, like Michael.
M. That was funny.
What?
I was talking to this woman a couple of days ago, and I don't know why, but she was talking about some guy, and we were talking about nicknames, and she said, this guy, he's a, he's a diamond merchant or something like that. And I said, give me, you know, Diamond Jim Brady. That's a great, name. What's this guy's name? She said, Keith. And I said, Diamond Keith. Yeah. Forget it.
How about like 21 carat Keith?
You're right. Hey, hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
All right. So, again, you guys can, jump in on this one. Builds model planes, single. Lives with six guys.
Do we know what he looks like?
Likes to fish. How tall are you, Nick? What's your build?
I'm 5'9", and I'm about 250.
Oh, stump. I just heard stump.
Done.
Just came flying out.
That's good.
Stump is good.
Yeah.
Stump's your buddy. Stump's the guy who'll watch your back.
Yeah, I knew a guy named Stump. He was a trumpet player. Great
Don't
nickname.
Mess with Stump.
Yeah.
Whether it's a, you know, not only great guy for jazz, but if a brawl breaks out at the jazz club.
Ass kicker.
Stump will back you up. Hey, John.
Yes, sir.
Your height, your weight, your job. What's going on?
I'm an electrical contractor.
Mm-hmm.
6'7", weigh about 230 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Up here in the Northern California area.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Favorite color is red.
Mm-hmm.
Probably wouldn't go well down there with all the gang stuff, but
right.
Everything I do is red. Can't help it.
Uh-huh.
Small business owner.
Mm-hmm. All right. Electrical engineer. You do residential and you do business and TI and stuff like that?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
All right. Sparky.
I like it.
I like Sparky. Sparky's a good guy. Sparky's always your buddy. Sparky's always your friend. Stump and Sparky go with you. You're covered. Yeah, he's tall.
We'd go well together. I'm 6'7", so me and Stump had a lot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sparky and Stump.
I'll give you an alternate. Tree. Tree strong.
There you go.
Sparky or Tree. You can go with one or the other. As a matter of fact, go with Tree when you're hanging out with Stump.
Don't listen to him. Because
that would be a good one there.
Sparky. Sparky rocks.
Hey, Sparky?
Yes, sir.
I just want to make sure you're responding to it.
He did, right away.
Did not have a question. All right, let's do one more. T, who do you like?
How about Samantha?
Samantha, all right.
Nice boy.
Let's talk to Matt.
Funny every time.
Never gets old, does it? All right, Samantha.
Hello.
What do you got going for yourself, sweetie Petey?
Hey, okay, I'm 5'4", 103 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm a freshman in college.
Mm-hmm.
Sorority girl.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I know everything about that hometown Palm Desert you were talking about. It's disgusting, and I was laughing so hard.
I don't know what's happening. I'm scared.
He's in rhyme.
You fell asleep.
No, I'm trying to drive this microphone so I don't heavily breathe into it and yell that again.
I will poke him next time with my pen. Continue.
Use a sharp end, please.
Yeah, ass kicker.
I'm sorry. Five, what? Yeah.
5'4".
Sparky, huh? 5'4", yes. Are you good looking?
Yeah, I can say I'm cute, but I'm like the UCLA girl. I don't want to say I'm hot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Except
for you go to junior college?
No, I go to Cal State Fullerton.
Cal State Fullerton.
They have a good baseball team.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Now, are you blonde, brunette?
I was naturally brown until 2 days ago, and I finally put some blonde in my hair.
Mm-hmm. So, 5'4", and did you say 110?
103.
103, spinner.
thinner.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little bit sexual. Of a sexual kind of. Okay, maybe too dirty for the family.
I think she's only 18.
Look, the basket's been.
Do you play any sports? Yeah.
I was a cheerleader.
Cheerleader.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
You know and what? I played tennis and volleyball and.
Wow.
I was mostly a cheerleader.
Okay, bull dice.
Stick huh? Now.
What's that?
You don't have to poke me with a pencil now.
Yeah. Let's see. Yeah, cheerleader, sports, small.
I love football, and I cannot agree with you more about Tom Brady. I cannot stand him.
Mm. How, now we did, I would have done, you know, in baseball, the leadoff guy. The guy who always gets on base, they call right. him a spark plug. Unfortunately, we use Sparky, but I'm picturing like small, spry, Jack Rabbit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Jack Rabbit's yeah. good.
Ferret.
I'm I like the sports something. Theme.
Yeah,
she's like into the, sports.
I like the sports, and I like the kind of Ricochet Rabbit. Mm. How about we, you know, there's the other one too where we take the initials of like Ricochet Rabbit and we give you that.
Yeah, that can be cute. What about Bounce or something like that?
Bounce has another sexual thing. So sports, 5'4", petite, nationality.
Italian.
Yeah. Ooh, that's helpful.
You'd be the tallest Italian I ever dated.
Now, do people call you Sam already? Is that your nickname now for Samantha?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's cute as it is. Can you play off that?
The Sammy?
That's cute.
Yeah, but that's just a short. That'd be a cop-out. That wouldn't be mission accomplished. Right. Italian? Zesty Italian? Damn, let's
this
see.
This is a really, this is
gotta,
difficult.
Got a picture. Hair, cup size.
Aw, do you have to?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm little. I'm an A.
I love that.
A cup.
Thanks, Danny.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of the ones I used to have were ironing board.
Mm-hmm.
You know why I like A cup girls? Because they're very, very sensitive about them. They think they're too small and... Like, they'll let you touch any other part of them, but their breasts are, like, old.
No,
they're
fine.
So private.
No, we're fine.
A cute A. Not a flat A.
Yeah.
A cute, perky A.
Mm-hmm. Perky.
A cute, perky A compared to the flat A?
Maybe we're getting somewhere with the perky. Yeah. Training bra?
No.
No.
And the initials TB. That's not flattering.
Yeah, tuberculosis.
Damn.
I'm bigger than a training bra ace. That's not nice.
Sam, is there anything else notable about your appearance that people comment on?
No.
What are you studying in school?
Actually, I want to do exactly what you're doing. I want to take over Ryan Seacrest's job and just kick him out of the E! Network. I want to...
Wait a minute. He'd only be left with 9 jobs if you did that.
Plus, I want to do everything he does.
Including Alan Kay?
Dart. Dart just popped into my head.
Dart's good.
I don't know
she
why dart.
Around.
I dart popped
That's
in
good.
My head. It's
That's
a
good.
Sports. It's a little sport. I wanted to use, you know, spark plug, but dart.
Dart is great.
Are you quick? Are you quick, Samantha?
Yeah.
All right. Then I'm giving you dart. It's got, and also, dart has something to do with an A cup, too. I don't know why you can't have double D's and be called dart.
Isn't it also a car?
Yes, there's
Dodge.
A Dodge Dart. That's right. All right, I give you Dart. I don't know why. That's what popped in.
You.
That's how it works. We need to take ourselves a break. Oswaldo.
Oh.
You know him as Oz. He's coming in here. He's got a review of the movie Enchanted. The number one, and when I say number one, I'm talking about $50 million worth of number one. Long weekend, granted, but still, $50 million bucks?
I'll take it.
Yeah, I saw commercials for it and everything like that, but $50 million worth?
See,
he'll review Enchanted, then we'll do Music Monday. All that coming up next.
Cool.
Oswaldo Castillo is reading from.
Happy birthday! Hey, I say my first word.
If you said Frosty the Snowman.
Happy birthday! Hey, I said my first words.
You're correct. Happy holidays from the Adam Carolla Show.
Nice job.
Ozzy?
Thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good to see Oz, man. You saw a movie over the weekend?
Yeah, Enchanted.
Turns out it was the number one movie with $50 plus million.
Oh, my God.
That That's right. I got eight of yours, Ozzy. Did you go to a matinee? Did you bring your wife? Did you bring your kids?
Yeah, I bring in my wife and my little kid. You know, now this big one is more tall to me.
Mm, that's right.
Take it, you know,
undercover.
He's
nine now.
That's us, yeah.
Henry.
And listen, my wife corrects me every time I pronounce your other kid's name, Asaria.
Asarias.
All right.
Asarias.
Mm-hmm. Asarias. Is that a popular name in Nicaragua?
No, it's a Bible name.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
It's a biblical name?
Yep.
Hmm.
From what Bible?
Can't pronounce this.
You know, in my country, the tradition is a lot of Catholic people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Good enough for me.
Huh. You have a lot of Catholics?
Yep.
Nicaragua, huh?
Nicaragua, you know.
They're all mostly Mormons and Jews.
Spain, Bud, you know, kick the Indian people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In my country, too.
Okay. All right, so you took Asarias from the Bible.
Yep.
Just for fun. Name. Just for fun, how do you spell that?
Bible.
Oh, okay. Asarias. And then Henry, of course, your other son. You ready to rock? You got your review ready?
Yeah, I have my review in my hand.
Let's play our intro.
Please, Brian.
Oswaldo, tell us about some movies. We want to know which movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
The movie that I saw over this weekend was Enchante.
Mm-hmm.
Enchante star Amy Adams is Giselle. Patrick Dempsey is Robert Phillips.
That's McDreamy, right?
Right, McDreamy, Robert Phillips, right?
Robert Phillips.
He likes a little herb every once in a while.
James Marsden.
Mm-hmm.
Is Prince Edward.
Mm-hmm.
And
one of those piercings over the weekend.
And Susan Sarandon.
You guys had a Prince Edward?
Prince Edward.
They take one hoop and they connect you. They go from your nostril right down to the scrotum.
Oh. Yeah.
Prince.
It's controversial.
Prince Edward.
Mm-hmm. Sorry.
And Susan Sarandon is Queen Narissa.
Mm-hmm.
Enchante is a family film that mixes science fiction, fantasy, reality, and animation.
Away.
It's lotto.
A lot of sweeping away. I don't like to be swept too far away in movies. Like a minor sweeping. Maybe a dusting.
Right.
I like a dusting of sweeping.
A dust magnet? So it's not really there.
I like a snifter or a swifter or whatever those things are called.
Swiffer?
But I don't want to be completely swept away.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's based in the classic Cinderella story.
Mm-hmm.
From Walt Disney production.
Mm.
Now, this story is in Manhattan. New York.
Mm-hmm.
Remember Tribeca?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, it's in Manhattan too.
Ozzy and I went to the Tribeca Film Festival.
You see the hammer.
Oh my God.
You want to talk about fantasy.
Or the family.
Yeah.
It's a coordination, the reality and animation. And finally, switch from animation to real life and vice versa.
Ah, vice versa.
Vice versa. Vice versa, fantasy, real life.
Yep. I know her.
That's right. The yin and the dang, as Ozzy would say. And so, how was the animation? Was it good Disney animation?
Yeah, you know, the classic animation, taking, you know, twister to the real life, you know, they make it to the real actor.
Right, but I've seen commercials, and it seems to me that they're doing the throwback old school animation, which looks cool. I mean, all the Pixar stuff and the computer generated stuff is cool, but there's nothing like the stuff the artists would do in the 30s and 40s for Disney. Yeah, all right, so it's old school animation. Yep. It goes back and forth.
Yep.
What percentage of it is animation?
40%.
40%?
Yeah.
All right, so almost half.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy it?
I enjoy, you know, I make my manicure in the time watching movie, you know. It's a girl movie.
I see. It was so feminine, he felt like he was getting a manicure.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Wow, you're now speaking fluent Aussie.
It's taken me a year and a half.
He's Teresa! What is
exactly
that, baby? What's going on with you two?
I was tuned in to him today.
Thought I spoke Aussie. You know what that's like?
She listened to me almost 2 years.
You know what Teresa just did? You know what Teresa just did to me? I'm like a I'm like an Indian. Indian scout. And we're on the trail.
Esquanto?
You know, I'm like Squanto. And the guys that held up the train, they have about a two-day lead on us. And I just put my ear to the ground, and I just got up, and I just sniffed some dirt, and I threw it in the air and saw which way the wind was blowing, and I said, hey, head north. Maybe eight men. Maybe two-day head start. And Teresa went, no, they didn't. They went east, and there were four of them. And I was like, bitch, shut pie hole. She was like, I'm sorry, but they went that way. You never hear about that one.
Shouldn't my Indian name be more creative than just bitch? Isn't it usually runs with something or dances with something? Just bitch?
Dances on bitch.
There you go.
Yeah, that's what she did to me. I thought I was the only guy who could understand Ozzy. Even Ozzy doesn't know what he's saying.
Maybe I got lucky.
I didn't get that one at all.
You said you thought you should be getting a manicure.
Yeah.
During the movie.
I make my manicure anytime I watch the movie.
It's a chick flick. He's saying it's a chick flick.
Yeah.
See, I thought you were talking about curing your money. I had no idea. This is such a sad day for me. All right, Ozzy, bring it home.
Okay, let me see. E V H F E.
Huh?
Everybody happy forever.
Huh.
I'll say, Enchante left the reviewer call.
And that was us, was a movie review. We hope you
did not end up. Let me say something, you know, to take here to visit the family, Castillo family, and Rodriguez family. My aunt from Nicaragua, and my cousin from Canada is here. Mi tía Zoila y Aisel, mi prima.
All right, now I know he called my sister a whore.
No,
what did he say?
He's got some relatives in town. Some from Nicaragua, some from Canada.
Yep.
The Rodriguez family, and he wants to say hello.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is the one from Canada a tramp?
No.
Huh?
Muy malo.
Yeah,
that is muy malo.
Yeah, so
asking.
So they're all in town celebrating Thanksgiving.
He's coming for, you know, for make a family reunion for the Rodriguez family.
Family reunion.
Yep.
All right, so Ozzy will be enjoying that. Tip of the cap to the, is it the Castillos and who else?
Rodriguez.
Rodriguez family. Never hear about them. All right, let's take ourselves a break. When we come back... It's Monday. It's Music Monday.
Yeah.
We'll be doing... now, I guess the theme, which is sort of a weekend travel theme, last weekend was the busiest travel weekend of the year. And we thought, you're on the tarmac, you're getting ready to take off, the plane is throttled up, and you're moving, you're motoring down the runway. Let's just say... Well, you can't have your iPod in your ears because that would bring the plane down. But you're listening to the music on the plane. Oh, boy, do I got a popular jag to get off on when we get back. What song do you and don't you want to be hearing? That moment when things are starting to tremble and you're just about to lift off. What do you want to hear? What don't you want to hear? Music Monday next.
It's the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaduce, and Teresa Strasser. Another Music Monday. This time around, you're sitting on the tarmac in the airplane about to take off. What's the worst song that could start playing right now? What's the best song? Call 866-901-ADAM. Music Monday on the Adam Carolla Show.
Yes, it is. Again, I guess it's the busiest travel weekend of the year. That's the weekend that, well, just passed. So... That's what we're honoring on Music Monday. That's the theme. We'll start with Good. This is a little band called the Fifth Dimension. Up and away, my beautiful balloon.
Up and away.
Fifth Dimension is nobody's favorite band, but nobody doesn't like them.
What's their most popular song?
You're listening to it.
This is it?
It's probably this song, although the Fifth Dimension had quite a few hits. Yeah, there's nobody who goes, oh, please, the Fifth Dimension, they suck. Please, would you turn down that fifth dimension? I can't focus.
Three dimensions, that's all I can handle.
You kid, your fifth dimensions. Yes, give me six dimensions, give me four, but not the fifth.
Lynch just told me they do Age of Aquarius. Love that song.
That's a great song, too.
Hair.
Yeah, this is probably their biggest hit, but Age of Aquarius could be. I'd have to IMDb the fifth dimension. They probably had 8 or 10 hits. All right, this is a good one to hear. Now, this next one is not the song you'd like to hear when you're taking off. You're saying, wait a minute. What's this song?
Well, I've heard lots of people.
Great song, by the way.
You don't see the faces and they don't come around. Well, I'm not
that. It's called You Got That Right.
Lynyrd Skynyrd?
That's why you don't want to hear it.
Plane crash death?
Yes. The band went down in a plane crash. That's why. But at least you'd be going down to a good song.
Yes, it's bittersweet.
Right. All right. Not a great song, but not a good band when you're taking off. Another song. And again, just an excuse to play this band for me. Toad the Wet Sprocket. Sprocket, but again, fall down. Not what you'd want to hear when the landing gear's going up. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, another song I enjoy. Number 15 in 1971. One of Zeppelin's best.
And Zeppelin itself.
Well, Led Zeppelin. Yeah.
Wouldn't fly very well,
but. Oh, dig this band. Dig this song. But the name of this song, and you don't know it, because like any Zeppelin song, and this is why it sucks when you're into Zeppelin, because you have to go to the music store and go. People sitting with flowers in their hair. You have to sing the stupid song, and Zeppelin songs are harder to sing than any band. You never hear anyone cover Zeppelin on karaoke. It's always Tom Jones or something, or Barry Manilow.
I'm Tom Jones.
You cannot cover a Zeppelin song in karaoke. It's impossible, but it's more impossible to sing it to the guy who answers the phone at the radio station when you go, hey, play this Zeppelin song. Yes, you can do it. All right. The name of that song. Called Get in Line? Is it called People Flower in Their Hair? Oh, it's this. Stay for Tea? That's called Have Some Fun. Have Some Fun. Right. Wait a minute. Oh. It's called My Friends Drop. It's called No, it's called Misty Mountain Hop.
Of course it is.
Now, you don't want to do any mountain hopping when you're taking off an airplane.
That's a good point.
You don't want the mist to roll in. This is the part I'm singing to the guy at the record store. Baby, baby!
I think you just have to go, and what do you think I saw? And hope.
Yeah, you're not going to get there. Misty Mountain Hop. You don't want the mist to roll in, and you don't want to do any mountain hopping when you're taking off on a plane. All right, we have more good, more bad. We have T's and Danny's good and bad. Of course, our number ones as well as
yours like crazy.
Yeah, Music Monday going down the tarmac, about to take off. You got the headphones on, What do you want to hear? What don't you want to hear? Next.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show and Music Monday, where we're playing the best and the worst songs to hear as you're sitting in the airplane about to take off. Call in with yours at 866-901-ADAM. Music Monday on the Adam Carolla Show.
Listening to things on an airplane is one of my greatest chags, which is a lot of the new listeners may not know this story, but I actually got to program a channel on US Air. Why? Well, because, and again, anytime people do give you that answer where they go, I think they know what they're doing, or let the pros handle it, or anything like that, just dig this. Commercial airlines have been around for 50 or 60 years. Let's just say the headphones have been around. They used to have the little just tubes. They were like a stethoscope. But they've been around for at least 50 years.
Right.
I've been flying for a number of years, and I fly every airline and have flown every airline, and they vary from airline to airline. But there's one thing they all agree on. Out of the 15 channels they program, they produce for their airline, not one for sleeping.
Why would anyone want to sleep on the airplane?
Yes, they hand you blankets and pillows, but then you listen to reggae, country, jazz, or you can listen to someone talk about golf, or somebody talk about classical music. You can't listen to classical music. You can listen to a guy talk about classical music. Oh, there's 10 seconds of classical music, and then Winchester pipes up and tells you a complete story about where the guy was born.
Of course, was Air on the G String from Johann Sebastian Bach's Orchestra Suite in D, scored for four-part string orchestra. In this brief movement, a gem of lyric melody, a quiet counterpoint, and the masterful orchestration, the poetic sense of poignant inward feeling was arranged for violin solo and piano arrangement. Then the German violinist August Wilhelm transposed in C, the entire solo part fits
cleanly
on the G string.
Where am I? Hey, bitch, give me a drink. I'm up now. Might as well get loaded. By the way, I'll need that serving cart to defecate on later.
Classics. And lead that conversation about golf back.
1,000 airlines, 1,000 channels, not one for sleeping. Not one.
Well, there was.
There was one on US Air because I programmed it and they played it, but they're done with it now. Again, if you open an airline, here's the number one thing you hope people do. Actually, number one, don't blow up the plane.
Right.
Number two, fall asleep once you get on the plane that's not blowing up. Why? Well, you don't bug anyone. You don't clog the aisles. You don't hassle anyone. Everyone from 90-year-olds to 9-month-old, we should all just fall asleep. So here's some headphones. Here's a blanket. Here's a pillow. But coming through the headphones, well, we'll just hear hillbilly music because we don't have any music for you to fall asleep on. Really. And we will program every station, but yet nobody raised their hand in any meeting and ever brought it up. That's how you know that's how incompetent the world is, everybody. That's the smartest people on the land, the people that know the most about it, don't know a thing about it. All right.
Maybe they need to sell drinks and they need everyone awake.
Nope. They wouldn't give you a blanket and a pillow and shut the lights, by the way, when you do the red eye. They shut the lights, but no, nothing to listen to. All right. I'm going good. Bald Brian? Oh, you know, let's play one of yours. No. Let's play one of the people's choices before we get into it. Travis?
Hey, Adam.
If you just tuned in to the show, Danny has a nasal condition and is not well this morning.
And can you
if you're curious what that is.
I'm putting my head down as far as I can.
I don't know if the listening audience can hear it. Adam, can you?
The viewing audience might not be able to hear it, but the listening audience, I think, is definitely aware of it. Yeah.
Really, when I'm doing this, when I put my head down this far, before, if I'm not talking, you can hear that?
Well, I don't know. It's weird because I have headphones on, right, and I don't know if everything I can hear, everyone else can hear. Like, I heard T use the N-word just a moment ago. Did you guys hear that?
I'm going to back
you
up.
I thought that was just in here.
Oh. Hey, Travis?
Yeah, Adam.
What do you have for us?
Well, there's definitely a song I wouldn't want to hear, and that'd be by Bon Jovi, Blaze of Glory.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to hear this on Terra Firma, but yeah, you don't want to hear about going down in a blaze of glory with the landing gear going up on the DC-10.
Unless you're fighting terrorists, of course.
Right.
Right.
Is that what this is about?
Right. Oh, jeez. You don't want to hear Let's Roll either. I'm trying to think of a song. There's BTO's Let It Roll down the highway, but I'm trying to think of a Let's Roll song.
Didn't one of those country singers come out with one?
Yeah.
Yeah, Toby Keith. I'm gonna come out and say I enjoy this song, and I don't care what anyone says.
Well, then I won't say anything. Hey, Kelly.
Hey, Woody.
What do you got for us, sweetie Petey?
Well, what do you want, good or bad?
I'm looking at your selection, and I think it could be good and bad.
Do you now?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you my good then first.
All right.
Highway to the Danger Zone by Kenny Loggins from the Top Gun movie. The only time I ever flew in a private jet, we took off to this song, and it got us pumped up for the flight.
You did.
You bet.
Yeah. All right.
What can you tell us about Kelly from the mere sound of her voice?
Likes a good time.
Oh, my gosh, you're a psychic.
Yeah, genius. Has fun having fun.
Yeah, don't mind a drink. Don't mind a smoke.
Oh, actually, I'm not really a drinker.
Oh, really?
No, but I have a good time.
What's your poison, then? What are you doing? You smoking weed? What are you doing?
No. I'm just a good time. I don't know what to say. You got me flustered there for a second.
All right. So you like to have a good time sober.
Sure. It can be done.
I dig that.
Danny Bonaducci, it can be done.
All right. Hey, Kelly, give us your... Not that we have your bad queued up, but what is your bad?
My bad would be Rocky Mountain High by John Denver. Have you ever seen the movie Final Destination?
I did not see the Final Destination.
Okay, when something bad's going to happen, John Denver, Rocky Mountain High, starts playing.
Well, there's a few things. First off, your plane could crash into a Rocky Mountain, number one. Right. Number two, John Denver died flying experimental aircraft up north. So,
yeah, it's all seven.
And it's in the movie Final Destination with the airplane crash and everything. So this is the
good
trifecta.
Choice. Yeah, good Thank job,
you.
Kelly.
Very nice, Kelly.
Thank you very much.
This is Rocky Mountain High.
He was born in
I can't believe that John Denver had a dark side. That was surprising.
I have said this many times.
What?
He is, yes. He is the most versatile man on the planet. This guy who sung this song and never stopped singing about the outdoors.
And Grandma's Quilt.
And Grandma's Quilt and... Thank God he's a country boy and all that. Was arrested, I believe, on domestic abuse. Mm-hmm. I think the old lady got out of line.
You woke up.
Damn.
You woke up sleeping by the
You play the best of John Denver and Ducci's
Wait,
going down
on.
For a nap.
Now you guys are not being
No,
fair
this
at
is
all.
Very relaxing music.
I can dig it.
Wait. See what happens.
Well, hell, he's awake now.
Well, no, this is,
he's
this
on
is
to
not.
You.
I think Denver. No.
If you rock some Grandma's Quilt, he's sleeping.
Labor.
His life was really sad. On the road. Being chased by police. Almost half his bones are broken and he didn't really
care.
The studio
needs a car window we can roll down right now, you know what I mean? Just get a little fresh air going.
Yeah,
yes.
Stuffy in here.
Because those years he was so very high. Took every drug he could afford to buy.
It was most of them.
How about some uppers?
I've got caffeine pills with me.
Bust them out.
That's as far as I go this year.
At what point would you take those?
I've been taking them all morning.
On prescription.
All right, so back to my John Denver for the Most Versatile Man Award. I do believe he got in trouble for domestic abuse. We can check into that. I do know he's had problems with the booze. I think he's had some DUIs. And I do know that he may have had a substance abuse problem. And he died flying an experimental aircraft.
That's a versatile guy.
And he played alongside George Burns in Oh God.
That was good.
Yes, he was the most wholesome country boy on the planet who just wrote songs about loving your neighbor and being outdoors. And
saying far out.
Flew some Delta Wing aircraft right into the drink. All right, that is versatile. Let's go to
ass kicker.
Where the hell where
best
the,
songs.
Where the hell was I? Best, yeah. You want to start, T? Give us your
sure.
good.
This reminds me of being a kid, and my mom would rock out to this. San Francisco, in our bug.
Two tickets to paradise, baby.
It's a great song.
A little Eddie Mahoney for you.
This guy's
yeah,
got white goo in the corner of his mouth.
Ooh, Eddie Mahoney.
Talk to him. He's got that white goo.
Anyone we know?
I hate that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Two tickets to paradise. All right.
Good.
Got the bongo going in the background. All right. Good job.
Thanks.
I like that. Danny?
What?
Music Monday.
Oh. Okay. A good one? Was that a good one?
Mm-hmm.
How about this one then?
Fly me to
old Blue Eyes.
Let me play among the stars.
Now, unless though you had bought a ticket to the moon, this might not be that good.
But still good.
But, yeah.
All right. Solid.
What's happening?
Hey, you
don't want to sleep?
You got mine, Bald Brian? You got my good one? Gonna fly now. This music couldn't hurt at almost any time, but the fact that it's called Gonna Fly Now. Think about boxing, but I think about domestic air travel.
And damn things about domestic abuse.
That's right. I think I have to look that up. Someone should look that up.
Yeah, you should.
All right. Let's go to the bad now, T. This is always better than the good. What do you got?
Okay, well, I'm not the least bit afraid of air travel. Never have been flying since I was 4. But I do get motion sick.
Mmm. Listening to this.
Yeah, that song sucks, and it's about traveling.
All right, Danny, give us a bad.
How about this one? This will let you know it's not a bad song, really, but it lets you know you're stuck. Here's a little Christopher Cross. You know why it's bad? For me?
Why?
Because I'm stuck between two fat people that want to talk to me.
On the plane.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm not falling in love.
For a second, Teresa thought you were talking about me
yeah,
and her.
Yeah, I know. I was confused.
Freaked her out. Yeah.
I was like, which one of us?
Sweetie, you're husky. You're not fat.
You're
I'm a
gorgeous.
Little.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Speaking of nausea, you want to throw up now?
But just don't get that feeling that, like, you're going to be stuck in the middle and they're going to have cameras around their neck and they're going to talk to you the whole way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Not happy with that one.
I'm going to skip my next one and go to the one after that because my next one was a John Denver leaving on a jet plane, but we already covered John Denver moments ago.
I had to cut like a bunch of mine because I thought they were going to get played and they did.
Danny, sloppy seconds.
No, you beat me. You played them.
Let's play the one I did go with. Are you going to... Do a little math here and think about this one.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, worked for all my life, and I had to
Now, this song was done by Lee Greenwood in 1987.
Wow.
And he thought, this song sounds more recent than 87. Thought this was a hit a few years back. Wait a minute. That's right. After 9/11, it got dusted off and played at every stadium.
By every little white girl singer, too.
Yes, and I don't want to think about planes going into the side of a building. I don't even want to think about Lee Greenwood. Anyway, but I sure as hell don't want to think about 9/11 as the landing gears going up on the plane. T, you're number one. You know what I think we'll do?
Yeah.
I think we'll take a break.
All right.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back with your number one, Danny's number one, and my number one next. And your number one as well on Music Monday.
It's Music Monday on the Adam Carolla Show, the song you don't want to hear as the plane's taking off. Now back to Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaduce, and Teresa Strasser. On the show.
Yeah, I got a treat for you guys.
Really?
Yeah, Philip on line one. I have no idea why this song is on or why he would choose it as a good or bad song. But when I pointed it out to everyone else in the room, in the studio and outside the studio, no one has heard this song. Not a one of you. And I know this song. I know this song well. Philip?
Hey, Adam, how's it going?
I told Mike to go find it on his, go to music wherever and go find the thing. We burned a disc just for you. You haven't loaded up, Brian?
20 years.
All right, you tell us the song.
The song is Warm Leatherette by The Normal.
Oh, there it is. Wow, did you finish that quick?
Around what year did this come out?
78. Warm. I thought it was early 80s.
Leatherette. Warm.
Sure.
Leatherette.
Doobie Brothers were on top. Warm. The Eagles. Why not The Normal with Warm Leatherette?
No. What's it got to do with flying support?
Yeah. In the underpass. You want to be in a leather
There's
seat?
Breaking glass in the underpass. Now listen to these lyrics.
Warm.
We played this at my wedding.
It's kind of hack for weddings. Always the first dance.
Get Saint Bernice out on the dance floor.
Every time.
Every time. Everyone this and Moni Moni. Yeah.
Here's a song by a gay guy.
It's about a car crash.
Right, about a car crash.
Now, listen to the tear of petrol.
Warm. Leatherette. Warm.
Sure, 1978, the Eagles, Donna Summer, and this.
So can I see The Normal now, like at a state fair, or where would I catch them?
They're part of the Springfield.
All right, wait a minute, here it is.
Knott's Berry.
26 guys in the band, by the way. 25 watching one guy on a Casio.
Leatherette.
All right, there's got to be a petrol, a tear of petrol running down your cheek. It's coming up.
Warm. Leatherette. Warm. Leatherette.
There it comes.
Warm leatherette. Melts on your burning flesh. You can see your reflection in the luminescent dash. Warm.
Where's my tea of my tear of petrol? I swear it's in the song.
I'll be crying one if we have to listen to the whole song.
I'm done. I was sick when I got here. Leatherette. Warm.
I wish the plane would crash.
Leatherette.
Hey, what's the name of this song?
I'm
a tear of petrol.
There it is.
It's in your eye. Penetrates your thigh.
Warm Leatherettes, everybody. Still nobody's heard that song but me, huh?
No.
All right.
I heard it now.
Me and you, Philip. Hey,
That's
Philip.
Right. Yeah.
Nice job, brada.
Thank you. A little on the nose, but that'd be the worst thing to hear just before you board the plane.
It's the worst thing to hear before you do anything, or while you're doing anything, or after you do anything.
I don't know if that's on the nose. I think you're all right.
Yeah. Yeah, you're okay on that one.
I'm sorry to hear you're under the weather.
Thank you, buddy.
Better soon.
Me too. Thank you.
Aw, that's sweet.
Good times. I'm going to let you go unless you want to follow that up with an insult.
No.
Okay.
All right. Wait, he had one. He had one half out.
Best thing what, Philip?
The best song ever to hear when you're starting anything is Pink Floyd's Set the Controls for the Heart of the Sun.
All right. Have fun dropping that peyote.
All right.
All right. Good times.
I'd see you, buddy. Thank you.
All right. What do we got? I just had to share that song with everybody. Teresa?
Yep.
1978. How did that work in 1978 where the guy went in and goes, hey, I got a demo tape. What's that called? It's called Warm Leatherettes. All right, because keep in mind, Steve Miller's the biggest band going right now. Okay, it's called Warm Leatherettes. Is it disco? Does it sound like the Doobie Brothers? Not exactly. Give a listen. And then someone heard it and went, oh, yeah, that's a hit.
Leatherette.
I don't know if it was a hit or not, but I knew it. All right.
It's been too much time in the sun.
You ready to go, T? Give us your number one.
Well, you have probably not heard this song, but if you are hearing it as your plane is taking off, you are likely in the country with the worst air safety record in the world. Russian folk music.
Yeah.
You don't want to be there because your chances of having an accident, 13 times the world average.
What? I can't believe it. Well, everyone's drunk and they're not motivated.
Right.
And they're not motivated by profit. You have one airline. So in America, if one airline, such as American Airlines, crashes 10 times as much as the next airline, well, which one are you going to fly? There you go.
Makes perfect sense.
All right. I will say this. I flew like Aeromexico to Mexico about 3 years ago. And when we were taking off, now I'm not exaggerating. This is not radio talk. I went on a fishing trip to like Porto something. And about 3 years ago, we took off. This is, you know, 2 years, 3 years after 9/11.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Taking off. Sure, it was gay, but we fished, so it straightened us out.
They fished and broke back.
See, we understand that's like a carbon credit. Sure, I went to Mexico and had sex with five guys, but then we went out and we went after Marlin the next day, so we straightened out. You understand?
You have sex with eight guys, you got to hunt.
Bought myself a straight credit. That's right. While we were taking off from Mexico, cabin door to the cockpit, flapping in the wind, baby. I'm not talking about a jar. I'm talking about as the plane lifted up, the door flapped open and was just flopping around. I'm surprised a chicken didn't come flying out of the cockpit. I swear to God, I thought...
Well, Russia and Africa, even worse.
I said to the guy next to me, I said two things. I said, thank God I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Because you want to get good and booted before you go to Mexico. And number two, I said, what's the deal with the cockpit door flying open? And he said, well, it's Aeromexico. They fly by the Mexican rules. And I said, yes, but we're in Los Angeles, and our plane could go into the Arco Tower, none of which is in Mexico.
Look, I don't speak Spanish.
How was the flight and the landing?
Everything was fine, but I do love it because there's no, you know, the seats are fully reclined, seatbelts undone, and there's no stewardess coming by going, hey, put the seat up, put the tray table up, do all that crap.
How much do you have to drink?
A lot. All right, so that's your number one. Smart, T. Danny?
This one's real on the nose, but it's a song I don't care for by a band that I hate. Ladies and gentlemen, the Foo Fighters, Learning to Fly.
Oh, how can you hate the Foo Fighters?
They ruined my marriage.
Oh. All right. Huh. I was going to argue with you because I love the Foo Fighters, and I love this song. And I think they're a great live band. Boy, you want to see a live band, you go see the Foo Fighters. But if they ruin your marriage, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
I was asking my wife that I was constantly writing her poetry, right? And so she wrote poetry on a mirror. And then I heard a song, and it was that song. She just copied it. Mm-hmm. And it was, I'm looking for a place to hang myself. I want to kill myself when I'm around you. So it's not like... absolute romance. It was a suicide note by the Foo Fighters.
Uh-huh. Not a love letter to the douche man.
Why don't you stop talking for a while?
All right. Danny has a head cold. He took some medication or something. And
did you take some cough syrup?
Actually, no. I took cough syrup yesterday, but not this morning.
Do you think there might have been...
55-gallon drum yesterday, Robitussin.
Do I think there might have been alcohol
I've
in it?
Had the prescription cough syrup
no, and
took a tablespoon instead of a teaspoon, and I was high for 3 days.
Really?
That stuff will knock your ass
table?
Out.
Oh, what a
yes.
lightweight. Versus
oh,
a tea?
It was hard. It was the kind they only give you like a tiny
First
bottle.
Off, you pour it. What are you doing, a cough syrup commercial? You take a hit off the
yeah,
bottle.
Exactly,
you don't
right.
pour
well,
it into
exactly.
the thing.
That's exactly what I did. I took a hit, and I assumed that was about the right amount, but I think it must have been quite a bit more.
No, I chugged some cough syrup. That was yesterday.
Good times. All right. We need to take a break, but before we do, we got my number one. Yeah?
Huh?
I know every third Music Monday this is my number one, but the song's called Falling. Come on.
Good
I get to play this song.
Sure.
He's falling.
Yeah, he's falling. You don't want to be falling.
As you fly from here, take off. You don't want to be falling.
The song's had a nice renaissance since I saw that pedophile singing it on Entertainment Tonight 10 months ago.
Yeah, this yeah. song?
My iPod has nothing but this and Warm Leatherettes.
I think, don't you also have Paulenka, Having My Baby?
I have that. I have My Baby, Warm Leatherettes, and Falling, and I have it on shuffle. And that's all I listen to.
You can't lose.
Give me one more taste of Warm Leatherettes, Bald Brian. 1978. I gotta find out what that song did. Now, this has to be German, right? There's no way these guys are out of Philly. Find out where the normal's from. You know what we should do?
What?
No.
All right, Whitey, here's what I need you all to do. You know how our Mexican brothers listen to that horrible music on the job site that I'm convinced is just they're just effing with us because nobody could like that music with the accordions and the trumpets that sound like they've been backed over by a truck?
I've got news about the normal.
Where?
From Wikipedia, the normal is the recording artist name used by English music producer Daniel Miller, a film editor at the time.
Mm-hmm. Here's what we need to do. We need to start playing this on the construction site and driving the Mexicans nuts.
As revenge
yeah, that's
for the
right.
ranchero?
That's right. Hey, bitch. Payback's a bitch, ain't it? Yeah, you got your ranchero music? Well, guess what we love listening to? Warm Leatherettes. Going to kill yourself? Want to fall on your pickaxe? That's how we feel when we hear this crappy accordion-driven music. And then we'll do the whole thing. Nah, it's a cultural thing. That's what our people listen to. Oh, we grew up listening to this. Yeah, my dad was in a Warm Leatherettes tribute band. Growing up, that's all we listened to around the table as a youngster. Warm Leatherettes, a cultural thing. Yeah, it's our music.
You'll be happy to know, Warm Leatherette has been covered by many artists, including Nine Inch Nails.
We're going to play them all.
And Grace Jones.
That's all we're listening to. That's right. And then here's what it does. It brings the Mexicans to the bargaining table. Eventually they go, I am going to kill myself if I hear Warm Leatherettes again. And I go, okay, how do you think I feel about the ranchero music, Jose? And he goes, can we talk? Can we turn down the radios and talk? And then we all get together and we talk. And we agree. And you know what we come up with?
What?
Carlos Santana.
That seems fair.
You get a little Latin flavor.
Right.
I get a little rock guitar. We're all happy.
Malo.
Smooth.
He gets a little more rocky than this, though.
We'll take ourselves a break. Tea.
Yeah.
It's coming up in the news, baby girl.
I'm not sure.
All right.
I'm sure it'll be engaging, as
always. You want to play Did Angie Eat It?
Yeah.
You want to play the Thanksgiving edition of Will Angie Eat It or Did Angie Eat It?
Sure.
All right.
Did Angie Eat It is the best way to go.
We'll do Did Angie Eat It.
Get drunk. I'm drunk.
Get your money out. We'll gamble on that. Then we'll do the news next.
Got it.
It's time for a Thanksgiving leftover edition of Did Angie Eat It on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, now quickly. Trying to think. Yes, it all started with Angie when I announced the greatest fruit in the world were these new Rainier cherries. Big old orange.
It's gay!
Super expensive, plump orange and red cherries. And Angie said, don't care for them. Actually, I forced her to eat one, and she gave that puss. She gave that thing my kid does when doesn't want his baba. And I said, what's with that, Angie? And she said, I don't care. I don't like this. And I said, really, this? Not talking about giblets or lung or liver or anything, just the cherries. And Angie said no. And then I started watching her, and I realized there are other things she doesn't like. No hot wings, no cannolis, no artichokes, Rocky Road ice cream, Dodger dogs, blueberries, clam chowder, cherry Pop-Tarts. If you said to me, is there a human being on the planet that will not eat a cherry Pop-Tart, I would say no.
But here's where it's tricky, because Angie would probably eat many other flavors of Pop-Tart.
Chicken pot pie! Will not eat a chicken pot pie.
Will not eat a chicken pot pie. They're the yummiest.
Will not eat an Almond Joy, although she will eat the mounds.
Seriously, you are an alcoholic.
I'm convinced she does this just to anger me. But anyway, we decided to play a little game called Will Angie Eat It? And now we're turning it to Did Angie Eat It? Thanksgiving edition.
Kool-Aid and candy, they both strike her fancy. Twinkies and corn dogs, they both make her happy. Fresh fruits and veggies don't go near her face, 'cause Angie is stuck in the yummy phase.
It's time to play Will Angie Eat It?
Angie, I know you're going to back me up on this one, because the number one thing she has is stuffing. You want to know how, let me explain how holidays are ruined, everybody. This is how holidays get ruined. It's Thanksgiving morning. It's 9 in the morning. Everything's going great. Working on the house, getting the meals ready. I walk into the kitchen. Wife's making the stuffing. And then I see her take a whole thing of raisins and dump it into the stuffing mix. And then I make this comment. Raisins in the stuffing. Yeah, that's how I make it. Huh. You have a problem with that? Not a huge problem, but well, I would say if I talked to 10 people and asked them if they like raisins in their stuffing, seven or eight of them would probably say no, and I might be amongst those people. Okay, so you want to start? What is it? You want to start? No, just saying the raisins, not my favorite in the stuffing. Why? I like raisins and, like, you know, cereal and desserts and things, but I don't know.
Pudding.
With the meat juice and stuff floating around, I'm not a big raisin fan. Well, this is the way I do it. Okay. Not too late to pick them out. Well, they're all in there. Yeah, but they're still in the shape of the box. I could get most of them out with one hand.
Or the can.
Why are you starting? No, not starting. Just saying. Now you got to fast forward to 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Did you enjoy the stuffing? Yes. I would have liked it a little, you know, maybe just 51%
more.
How
about after you've had a few drinks?
Hey, bitch. You're going to be picking the raisins out of my number two in about 5 minutes. And bring your mom's urn.
Raisins, very divisive.
You call the urn, I call it a chamber pot. Move That's... over, mama, incoming.
You're right.
Hope you like raisins.
That's what raisins can do to a family.
That's how it starts.
Now, Angie had Thanksgiving at her house, so she must have done a lot of the cooking. No, I didn't.
All right. Now, number one is the aforementioned stuffing. Thank God my mother-in-law was buried. I'd be in a lot of trouble when I got home. All right. All right. Where were we? Stuffing.
Stuffing.
Will Angie eat it? T, what do you think?
Well, it's mushy, and Angie doesn't like most things that are mushy. She will eat meatloaf. I'm going to say, even though it's mushy and there are too many food items in the one thing for her, there isn't a human being alive that doesn't like stuffing, and either she or her husband cooked it, so they would have left out the things they don't like. I'm going to say she ate it.
You say she ate it. Danny, did she eat the stuffing?
I'm going to say... Not only did she eat the stuffing, but it was right out of a box, just poured right in, stirred with some water, and chugged down. Yes.
Just put it and just cooked it in the pot, like stovetop.
Yeah.
I'm going to say no, because stuffing has multi ingredients.
Yeah,
and that's really the enemy of Angie's palate.
Yeah.
She doesn't like things that have, she doesn't like Rocky Road ice cream.
Too many
things. And then when you break it down, you go, do you like marshmallows? Uh huh.
Right.
You like nuts? Uh huh. You like chocolate ice cream? Uh huh.
Not together.
Do you like Rocky Road? No, I do not. That's the genius of Angie. I'm saying no. We have two yeses, one no. Dawson, were you going to call it out, or is Angie going to?
Angie's going to call it out.
I did eat stuffing.
You don't like chicken pot pies, but you like stuffing.
I love stuffing. Everybody loves stuffing.
Yeah.
And your husband made it, right? So you can leave out the bad stuff.
Yeah.
Raisins and such.
Right. No raisins.
All right. I'm down one. These guys are one for one. Let's go to our next item.
Number two, pumpkin pie. Did Angie eat it?
Okay, now you're going to make me angry.
I'm concerned. I'm concerned.
You're going to make me angry.
I'm very, very concerned because...
long and hard about your career here at this station before you answer
this. Angie would never lie, though. She's not capable of that.
Do you want to do overnights with John and Jeff?
Think long and hard. How would you like that?
Think long
and
hard.
How about playing a little Lycus laugh to really scare her? Want to produce that?
You want to produce Lycus? You want to work with Floor Wax and What's His Nose up there in Denver, huh?
Huh? No. How about a little man cow? Oh, he's off.
All right. Pumpkin pie. Tea?
This is painful, but I don't think she ate it. Spicy, it's cinnamony. I don't think she ate it.
All right. Now, hold on.
I don't think she
hold
ate
on.
It.
Hold on. This, we're calling it, did she eat it? But this is, would she eat it, right? I mean, she may not have eaten pumpkin pie, but still could eat pumpkin pie here. I mean, it's the same rules apply to will Angie eat it, right?
Okay. Yes.
So you're saying not only didn't she eat it, she wouldn't eat it.
I don't think she cares for it.
I hope you're wrong. Danny, wake up, smell the pumpkin pie.
You didn't answer.
What?
Huh?
I said give me an answer.
No, you're supposed to tell me.
Tor, you give the answer.
Well, I know what she did.
Okay.
I know for a fact what she did.
You did?
Yes, I do.
You do?
I do indeed.
What the hell do you know?
Freaking me out.
Yeah.
I'm waiting.
Webcam.
So, you want to say yes or no? Do we have a designated player?
It's a designated yes.
Yes. All right. So you're going yes.
Can he consent to play? It's for $20.
True.
I don't know if that's fair.
It's like this would be, in the state of California, this would be wallet rape?
Yeah, we're raping his wallet right now.
I'm true.
All right. So you say yes. Teresa says no. Oh, my God. Did eat the stuffing. Okay, I'm going to go doesn't eat pumpkin pie.
Now, didn't I just say did it with the stuffing and the water and they didn't even do it special?
Yes.
Well, this is not consensual wallet rape. There is my answer clear and straight.
All right. I'm talking about pumpkin pie now, though, but go ahead. I say doesn't. Teresa says doesn't. Danny says does eat the wallet. Here we go.
Does eat the wallet, yes.
I do not eat
the wallet. I mean, yes! I mean, what?
You got that one right.
What the?
You got that one right.
You got it right. That's the good news.
Have you been to my cold medicine?
It's a staff.
Kind of animal doesn't eat pumpkin pie? Answer, no animal. Oh, no. Only animal Angie.
Well, it's spicy and mushy, right?
Yeah.
Mmm. Texture.
What
huge.
Is
huge. All right. Let's go to the next one.
Apple cider. Did Angie drink it?
There's nothing better than hot apple cider. Nothing.
He didn't specify hot.
Washing down that pumpkin pie with that hot apple cider. This is a tough one. This is tough.
She does like the booze, and don't they make some kind of cider?
Yes, they make a cider.
This is an alcohol-free, right? Just the apples.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's got the spice to it, which she clearly does not care for.
Mm.
But it seems kind of simple other than that. I'm going to say... Won't drink it.
Won't drink it, Danny.
Absolutely drank it.
Drank it. I was trying to use logic because I was going, oh, she likes apples, so certainly. But of course, that has nothing to do with anything. Just because she loves apples doesn't mean when you press it, make it into a juice, she'll drink it. I'm going to go, will drink it, just to see if I can tie myself up with T-Bone. So we have two will, one won't. Teresa's the won't. Angie?
I will drink it.
Yes!
Uh-oh.
Master.
Yes, you're back, baby. All right. Now, are we all tied up? Or we have two more left. We have green bean casserole and French fried onions. Oh, and then cranberry. Uh-oh. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry.
All right, the next one is a little tougher. It's green bean casserole, which includes green beans, mushroom soup, cheese, and French fried onions. Did Angie eat the green bean casserole?
Yes. I say she did.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely she did.
That doesn't sound like something she would eat, but she ate the stuffing. I'm going to say yes, too. We all say yes on this one.
You guys are all crazy. I would not eat.
Teresa, we're all crazy. We're crazy.
Teresa, usually you... I know. You see, you have me. I'm second-guessing myself. Teresa, you know what happened? You're so good at this game, and you usually ham and haw, and then you haw, and then you ham. And this one, you went, yes, definitely. And I thought you knew something.
No, I just...
What happened to all the hemming and hawing?
I don't cheat. This proves it.
You thought she knew something?
I thought she had some kind of inside line, some sort of behind-the-scenes trading went on. I thought
cheese
she
is
knew
the only
something.
Thing in there that I would eat.
The only thing green
is,
beans?
Lord, no.
Lord.
All right.
The only thing you would eat is the cheese.
What's the score over here? If Teresa and I tied, is Danny down one? Or are we all tied up? We're all tied up. All right. Here we go.
Finally, cranberry sauce. Did Angie eat it?
Won't eat the pumpkin pie. You get the cranberry sauce. There's only one thing left on that list before I have to cut you loose. It's not on the table. That'll give you a clue. You have one. And your future will be decided on the answer to that question.
Okay.
Well, let's see if we get that far. Cranberry sauce. T?
This is really tough. Here's where I hem and haw. It can be very tart.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Angie enjoying that and kind of mushy.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, who doesn't put a little cranberry sauce in with their other food items?
I know.
Like their stuffing.
I know.
Oh, this is hard. What do you guys think?
And again,
I'm saying no.
It's $20. So equivalent. That's how much?
$100.
At least $100 to you, T?
Yeah.
Okay.
About that. One of your Gentile dollars is worth 10 to me.
Yeah, there's an exchange, just like with any other country. We have one with Israel.
I have to check it. I think it might be around 10.2 right now. In the morning, it goes up.
All right, we'll go to the airport and check it. But first, I'm just going to...
What is with the Jews?
Danny says does. I'm going to say does, just because I pray for your sake, Angie,
well,
you do.
I'm going to try to win it here and say does not.
All right, there you go. Ange, she just gave me a look.
I don't eat cranberry.
Bitch.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I'm giving thanks.
Here's what I'd like you to do.
Angie eating.
All that she eats is crap.
Thanks.
Pick Danny up. Get the 20 from him.
I'm raping Danny's wallet.
You're not raping my wallet. There's $7 in there.
No, there are two.
Here's my sincere wish for the 20.
Yeah, I can't. I tried to rape his wallet and it was unwilling.
You owed me 20 last week.
I got it.
I hope that 20 I gave you turns into an origami swan that craps on your head.
That's actually a Yiddish curse.
May the 20 you just took from me turn into an origami swan and may it crap on your bonnet.
Origami sounds like such a Yiddish word, too.
The more you know.
Yeah,
it's like Shapiro.
So who do I owe 20 bucks to?
Shapiro always sounded Japanese to me. I'll take 20 so long as the wallet's out and you're incoherent. All right, Angie.
Yes.
Don't leave without talking to me.
Okay.
T?
Yes.
What's coming up in the news?
Hulk Hogan got a divorce. I will share with you the unusual way that he found out.
Good news. We'll do that next.
Hey, this is Danny Bonaducci, and you are listening to The Adam Carolla Show. If you're not listening to Adam Carolla, I will find you, I'll come to your house, and I'll cut your goddamn throat.
Thanks, Dan.
No problem, buddy.
All right, T-Bone, let's get to the news.
Teresa Strasser with tomorrow's news. Today.
Antonio Villaraigosa, the mayor of Los Angeles, who got busted cheating on his wife with a female news anchor from Telemundo.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the news again, it seems. Villaraigosa and Mirthala Salinas, the news anchor, have broken up.
Yeah, his real name is Ragosa. His name is Tony Ragosa.
Yeah, his original name was... His original name was Antonia Villar. His wife's maiden name was Karina Ragosa. They blended their last names and became Villaraigosa.
Okay. Is that all you need to know not to elect this guy to another term? What a puss. So he's rolled off of the anchor from Telemundo?
Yeah, apparently.
And what's he doing? Just at the border with a welcome sign? Where is he now?
Huh. No, I don't believe so.
Hmm.
Salinas has not talked to reporters about the breakup or said what she's been doing since she left Telemundo. She was the anchor who read the news about Villaraigosa breaking up with his wife back in June, a few days before it became public that the breakup was because of her.
Yeah, here's when I knew this guy was a sociopath. Well, A, the hyphenated crushing of the name so he appears to be more Hispanic so he can get more votes out here. That's number one, sociopath. Number two, sociopath. I did some sort of event for Habitat for Humanity or some crap like that. I was emceeing the event.
Right.
And I was bringing up all the different people that donated in the charity and all that kind of stuff. Well, it came time for me to bring up, what's his name?
Villaraigosa.
What's his real name?
Antonio Villar.
Ah, I was supposed to bring up Antonio Villar. And I couldn't. Why couldn't I? He has a guy who brings him up. And the guy who brings him up is an ass kisser, just spokeshole from I don't know what part of the valley who literally is like, here's a man who can walk on water, who never stops healing the poor, healing the sick, and giving to the poor. The blind can see when they kneel at his garment. Really, 20 minutes of the most ass-blowing sucking up I've ever heard before. Anybody, any normal person with a pulse should be embarrassed. You shouldn't want to go up on stage with this bald ass kisser giving you 20 minutes of sunshine blown up your ass before you get up on stage. But he has a guy who brings him up. That's when I knew the guy had a personality disorder. Not to mention, that's a horrible job of running the city.
His name and the fact that the city he runs suck.
Yeah.
Is what tipped you off?
Yeah. Meanwhile, we can't move in this city, and his plan is to put in another red arrow. That's his plan. That's going to alleviate traffic. I could alleviate traffic in this city. It's an easy campaign. Shake your ass. Hey, Ragosa, whatever you're calling yourself today, when you're done humping chicks from Telemundo, how about a campaign where we tell people it's legal to turn right on a red in this city? How about just that? How about just that? Most people don't know it. How about just that?
Hey, if I bone a reporter from Telemundo, are you going to hassle me this much? Because it seems like okay to me.
The city sucks. Well, and he's a horrible mayor.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. That's right. Here we go. It's on.
What's on?
You know what's on. L.A.'s turning into Mexico. That's what it is. Villaraigosa's going to make sure we get deeper and deeper in, and then we'll have to create a new border, and we'll have to go somewhere.
Well,
that's
you'll be happy to know that he and his wife both seem to be keeping their last name Villaraigosa.
Good times.
How about another divorce in the news? Hulk Hogan's wife, Linda, filed for divorce last Tuesday after 24 years of marriage, and Hulk didn't even know until a newspaper reporter contacted him for a comment. On Friday, a reporter for the St. Petersburg Times called Hogan on his cell phone and asked him to comment. Hogan told the reporter he was unaware his wife had filed, and he thanked the reporter for, quote, great information, and hung up.
That's essentially what happened to me.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
Hulk Hogan called you?
Yes. No, I told my wife she said she wanted a divorce or was thinking about getting a divorce, and I said, well, don't hire a lawyer. I'll give you everything. So don't waste our money.
Right.
I'll give you half of everything we've got, and then we'll figure out what child support and alimony should be, and I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
So don't hire a lawyer, and then I'll write you a check for an extra $50,000 for saving us the money on a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got a call from a lawyer. Hey, your wife's hired a lawyer. You can't talk to her anymore.
I heard Gene Okerlund is the one who delivered the news. Hulkster! A lot of the Hulkamaniacs are going to be despondent over your upcoming divorce. All right.
Hulk and Linda were married in 1983, back when Hulkamania was in its mere infancy.
Sure.
He's 54, Linda's 48. They have two kids, 19-year-old Brooke and 17-year-old Nick. No word if Nick's current legal troubles had anything to do with the split.
Well, they're great parents. They get their son a 700 horsepower Supra so he can go out street riding, and he rams into somebody and puts his friend in the hospital. Good
yes.
times.
Mom Linda enjoys the drag racing.
She likes
too.
Drag racing too. Why yeah. not?
Mm-hmm. The state of Florida suspended Nick Hogan's driver's license, by the way, and has determined him to be a dangerous driver.
Good times.
Lastly, I will leave you with this Thanksgiving story. On Thursday night, a man in West Valley City, Utah, just southwest of Salt Lake City, whose name has not been released, was parked outside of a nursing home to drop his mom off after their Thanksgiving dinner. At the same time, another guy, whose name has also not been released, was pulling into the same nursing home, gunning for the same parking lot to drop a parking spot to drop off his mom after their Thanksgiving dinner. Two guys, two oldsters, two cars, one spot.
Mm-hmm.
The two men started to argue.
I'm sorry, it's a recipe for disaster and it made me laugh.
Or
snort.
Over the parking spot.
Wake up, yes.
The argument escalated until one man reached into his car, grabbed a can of gravy, and threw it at the other guy, hit him in the head, and he fell down.
Mm. I would be initially angry, and then when I found out I was hit with gravy, I'd be like, all right. Yeah. First, I'd be like, what the? Yeah. Brown gravy.
Mm. That was delightful.
Take this home.
The police were called, and by that time, the man who threw the gravy had left. The guy who got hit in the head decided not to press charges.
Good times. Hey, T.
Yep.
We got to wrap it up because Kirk Morrison from the winning Oakland Raiders is on the blower. We need to take a break. We'll do a little recap with Kirk Morrison, the victorious middle linebacker for the, I always want to say L.A. Raiders, for the Oakland Raiders next.
Back to the Adam Carolla Show with Adam Carolla, Danny Bonaducci, and Teresa Strasser. And now a little sit-down with Oakland Raiders middle linebacker Kirk Morrison, brought to you by PerfectPushup.com. Get ripped fast for under $40.
That's intercepted. Picked off by Kirk Morrison.
Kirk Morrison on the Adam Carolla Show.
Well, usually we speak to a disappointed Kirk Morrison, but this morning a jubilant Kirk Morrison after a big win against division rival Kansas City. Must feel good, Kirk.
Oh, man, it feels great. I'm telling you, it feels, it's an unbelievable feeling, man, especially to beat a division rival like that who, you know, pretty, you know, have been beating us the last couple of years, so it's been good.
Yeah, Kirk led the team in tackles once again, and Kirk, and by the way, if you want to vote for a good buddy to go to the Pro Bowl, you just go to ProBowl.com. And vote for Kirk, or you can write my name in. Who knows? If I get enough votes, I'll go to Hawaii this year. Kirk, God bless you. Nice game yesterday and a close one against KC. They won by just a field goal. Who are you guys off to next week?
We're at home against Denver.
Mm. So,
another AFC West divisional opponent, man. And these games, they always mean a lot more because these are the guys that you go up against twice a year. And they already know who you are, so.
Right. Yeah, Cutler's looking pretty good. Denver's looking pretty good. If you can beat them, though, you're back in the hunt. It's such a topsy-turvy football season that nobody's really mathematically eliminated yet out of certain divisions. I mean, you guys, the West is still open, is it not?
Still wide open, man. And we're excited to be in a position right now to just, if we keep doing what we do, that we do have a shot, but our thing is we just got to take it one step at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and win.
Now, remember a couple of weeks ago when I was saying, how do you contain Tom Brady and the Patriots? And your answer was man up?
Straight up.
I think Philly manned up a little bit last night. They got the corners up. They jammed Moss and company. They put a little pressure on Brady, and they almost pulled one off.
But see, that's the thing about the NFL, and everyone looks at it and says, oh, well, New England is just the best team of all time, and this, this, and that. And, but if you look at what's going on in the NFL every week, it doesn't matter. You have to go out and play. You have to go out and perform. Nothing is written in stone, and that's the one thing that when you go out every week, you have to prove that you're a good football team. And last night they went up. You know, New England went against a hungry Philadelphia team, and I wasn't surprised by the outcome of the game. I thought they would play well, but...
Did you watch the entire game?
Well, I caught the last part of it. So,
you know what I love about guys in sports? Don't watch them that much. The guys that are great at sports, the professionals, No way is anyone in the NFL in a rotisserie league.
No way. They'd be more likely to play golf.
Yeah, there may be one kicker, one backup on one team that does something with it, but there's nobody. Is there anybody on the Oakland Raiders that you're aware of that plays fantasy, or as I like to call it because it's more demeaning, fairy tale football?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a couple guys. It's pretty funny. They're into that stuff. And you know, I know my brother, he loves that stuff, man. I come home, he's like, you know what, man, I got you on my fantasy this week, man. You got to go out. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
That's a lot of pressure when you're on your brother's fairy tale football league.
But your brother doesn't play in the NFL.
Yeah, but, you know, when you come home, your brother's talking about, hey, man, I got to sit you down this week. I'm like, damn, what is that?
I've got to sit you down.
Yeah, but imagine if you had A.J. Feely in your fantasy football.
Oh, no, man.
Yeah.
Back by yesterday.
Now, what's your brother do for a living?
Well, right now he's he's in the master's program at Coastal Carolina University. So,
What's he studying?
Business finance. He already has his BS, and he's working on his graduate degree, and he was in town for the weekend for Thanksgiving, so I got a chance to see him and spend a little time with him. And he got a chance to watch the game.
Nice, he can manage your money.
I'll tell you what, take this in the spirit in which it's intended, but I'm going to need to visit your dad and harvest a little of his seed, because you got one son who's starting at middle linebacker for the Oakland Raiders in the NFL. The other is off at college getting his master's.
Yeah.
This is a renaissance sperm. Your dad, you should go up and just give him a nice hug, because this is great genes.
It's the next step in evolution.
Well, my brother is a lot bigger than me, though. He's about 16. He's about close to 200 pounds. I mean, 300 pounds.
Really? Now, does he play ball?
Well, he did play. He played in college. So when he finished, he just went to the master's program.
Wow. Yeah. I got to tell you, that is great genetics. Hey, Kirk, we'll be watching you guys hopefully beating the Denver Broncos at 1 p.m. And we'll be listening right here in KLSX, Free FM Los Angeles. Hey, good win, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. It always comes down to that. Whenever we play an AFC West team, and it always comes down to the fourth quarter, and we won the fourth quarter yesterday.
Well, let's win the fourth when it comes to Denver coming up this week.
Definitely.
All right, and again, you can vote for Kirk Morrison by going to the ProBowl.com. So have one of the good guys in there. All right, well, that's about it for the show. I want to give some thanks where thanks are due. I want to thank Kirk Morrison. ProBowl.com. And until next time.
Kicker.
Until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying, mahalo.
There's just no bad time for blow.